It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field, line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam, home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Following 4 days with no baseball, the Brooklyn Cyclones are back in action. Tonight, the Cyclones welcome the Aberdeen Ironbirds to Maimonides Park for the first of a six-game set. Hey, everyone. So great to be with you on this Tuesday night alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. And Justin, the season, it feels like, only just got underway, but we already had ourselves a brief little hiatus this past weekend. The Cyclones were supposed to be down in Lakewood, New Jersey for a six-game set with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, but they come back home here to Brooklyn having played only three of those six games that were supposed to occur. No game Friday, no game Saturday. You say, okay, we'll turn around and play a doubleheader, make up some of this lost ground on Sunday. Both of those washed as well. So, all told, and to make a long story a much shorter one, it's been a little while since we've seen this Brooklyn team take the field.
Yeah, no, it's great just to see the Cyclones back on the diamond. It's been a frustrating last couple of days. I mean, one of those situations where you sort of know when you're going to the ballpark that the odds of you playing aren't very good. And it's no knock on the folks down in Lakewood at the Blue Claws at Shoretown Ballpark. They did everything in their power to be able to play baseball games this weekend, but sometimes Mother Nature gets in the way, and for the first time in franchise history, three straight days washed out. Last year, there were three straight days with a rainout, but at least on the day three of three, they got one of two games of a doubleheader in before the nightcap got washed out. So a little bit of unusual circumstances for Brooklyn coming into this matchup on Tuesday night against the Orioles affiliate, but right now the Cyclones just happy to have a clear sky and a baseball game to play tonight after having a mini All-Star break the last couple of days.
And the weather has really been a factor as of recently for this Cyclone squad. Of course, you remember back to the last time they were here at Maimonides Park set to play in front of the home crowd was back on Sunday when they were closing up a six-game set with the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Of course, not this previous Sunday, but the Sunday before. And that was a game that was postponed due to weather-related situations. So all told, it has been a weird past week and change for a Cyclone squad that now comes into this six-game set with a 6-11 record trying to make up some ground in the South Atlantic League North Division. But the last time we did see Brooklyn take the field, Justin, they looked pretty darn good. It came back on Thursday. They finished that Jersey Shore series going just 1-2, dropped the first two games on Tuesday and Wednesday, but responded nicely in a Thursday night victory. Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, two middle-of-the-lineup staples for this Brooklyn team, each with multi-hit days. He combined that with some shutdown relief pitching, courtesy of Wilkin Ramos and Manny Rodriguez, and that was enough to get the Cyclones back in the win column.
Yeah, no, and it was much needed. It was a slow start once again in that series. First four innings went by the wayside without a run scored, and then erupting for four runs in the top half of the fifth inning. Bullpen able to hold the fort down and close out what ended up becoming a one-run win. And it was much needed to see after a really bumpy beginning to that series. Had an opportunity to win the afternoon game on Wednesday, but Jersey Shore able to win on a walk-off throwing error. But a big victory. But right now it just feels like every time the Cyclones begin to create some momentum, we saw it last Saturday with the walk-off win against Wilmington. We saw it last Thursday against Jersey Shore with the one-run win. And then the immediate game following is postponed. Or in this past weekend's case, three straight games were postponed. So Cyclones trying to regain that confidence and regain that mojo that they had on Thursday night. And no better opportunity than the present to do so against another very prospect-loaded team in Aberdeen.
And a revenge series at that as well. Of course, you reflect back to 2022. After all, it was Aberdeen that knocked Brooklyn out of the postseason and went on to lose, of course, in the championship series to Bowling Green as the Hot Rods captured a championship. But an Aberdeen squad that had Brooklyn's number in the postseason last year, and now the Cyclones trying to get back in the win column against the Ironbirds here in 2023. Now, as far as today's pitching matchup is concerned, Justin, it's someone who has been patiently waiting, patiently biding his time to toe the rubber. That's the big righty, Tyler Stewart, who has really been nothing short of spectacular during the early portion of this season for Brooklyn. Three games, all starts, has logged 13 innings and change. The ERA still microscopic, under two. It seems like every time it's been Tyler Stewart on the mound, that's someone worthy of moving to the edge of your seat for, that just has that extra pop when the fastball hits the catcher's mitt that grabs some people's attention more so than others. And Stewart will try to continue to push Brooklyn in the right direction tonight.
Yeah, you worried a little bit reading some of the preseason prognostications, and a lot of the comparisons you heard for Tyler Stewart was a guy who's pitched really well for the Mets this year, Tyler McGill. Guy was a college relief pitcher, converted into the rotation by the Mets, and that's exactly what they're doing with Tyler Stewart. And you'd never know that he was a guy that really didn't make many starts at all during his college career at Southern Mississippi. Last time out was over a week ago against Wilmington here at home, but a career-high 5 2/3 innings, 6 strikeouts. The second of the 2 runs he allowed came on a double play ground ball that he forced. So he is a guy that has really settled in nicely into the starting rotation. And talking with Cameron Foster, who threw really well on Wednesday, another guy who was a college reliever making the adjustment to the starting rotation, really appreciating having another guy alongside him who's making the same sort of adjustments here in 2023 to be able to pick their brain and be able to try some things out together out on the bump. And Foster will make another start in this series. But Tyler has really, really thrived, certainly been you can make the argument the most consistent of the arms Brooklyn has sent out to start throughout the course of this season.
And on the flip side, he'll oppose the right-hander Daniel Lloyd for Aberdeen. Lloyd, who has struggled a little bit so far in the early stages of 2023, much like Stewart, has pitched in 3 games, all of them starts, but the ERA an even 9 across 11 innings of work, 11 strikeouts to 6 walks. So it's Tyler Stewart against Daniel Lloyd as we get you set for the first of 6 between the Mets and Orioles affiliates coming up this week from Maimonides Park. We'll take a short break here on the Cyclones pregame show. Come back, get your starting lineups, and then first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. You're listening to it on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Oh. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Welcome on back to Maimonides Park. Johnny Gadamowicz with you here on the Cyclone pregame show, getting you set for the first of six between Brooklyn and Aberdeen for the first time this season. We'll pass the microphone off to Justin Rock shortly when first pitch gets underway here between these Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. But let's get you a check now of tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds. The Birds coming into tonight with a 7-12 overall record on the season thus far. And, of course, the first half winners of 2022. Brooklyn, naturally, the second half winners. The two met in the postseason. Aberdeen emerged victorious. So the Cyclones, a chance to hand them a dish best served cold. A little revenge tonight on an early May Tuesday evening here at Maimonides Park. But the Ironbird lineup for game number one of this series sounds like this. Judd Fabian leads off. He is the center fielder. Jackson Holliday, wearing number 11, batting second and playing shortstop. The highly touted prospect, number one overall draft selection from a season ago. And, of course, the son of former Major League All-Star Matt Holliday. So all eyes will be on Holliday at short, really all week here on Coney Island. Another highly touted prospect is Max Wagner. Wagner batting third and playing second base today for this Aberdeen squad. Then it's Dylan Beavers. He cleans up and is out in right field. Beavers, who is on a little bit of a tear right now. We'll touch on that a little later throughout the broadcast. Silas Ardoin is the catcher. He is the battery mate of the starting pitcher, Daniel Lloyd, today. So it'll be Ardoin behind the plate. The former Texas Longhorn, he again catches and bats fifth. Adam Retzbach, listed as a catcher, is Retzbach. He and Ardoin have rotated in that spot. But Retzbach today, actually, will be playing first base. Then it's Isaac DeLeon at third, batting seventh. Isaac Bologna, the designated hitter. Two Isaacs back-to-back in the 7-8 spot for Aberdeen. But it's Bologna in the 8 spot, the DH, and Luis Valdez, the left fielder, batting ninth. We'll have you the Cyclones lineup after a short break.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back to Overcast Maimonides Park on this Tuesday night, and we are ready for baseball. Justin Rock alongside my partner in crime, that is Johnny Gadamowicz, as Tyler Stewart warming up on the mound. Let's get you ready for first pitch tonight. Once again, the starting lineup for Aberdeen, as Johnny gave it to you a few moments ago. Judd Fabian leading off at center, Jackson Holliday, number two hitter at short. Max Wagner bats third at second. Dylan Beavers in right. Silas Ardoin bats fifth. He is behind the plate. Adam Retzbach bats sixth at first. Isaac De Leon hits seventh at third. Isaac Baloney will bat eighth and be the DH with Luis Valdez batting ninth in left. As for Brooklyn, a little bit of a different lineup tonight. Alex Ramirez leads off at center. Kevin Parada bats second behind the plate. William Lugo makes his 2023 Maimonides Park debut. He'll bat third and play short. Stanley Consuegra cleans up in right. Jalen Palmer, the DH tonight in the five spot. It is Mateo Gill. Joined the team from AA Binghamton today. He'll make his Cyclones debut, batting sixth, playing third base. Omar De Los Santos, left fielder, in the seventh spot. Chase Estep back in the lineup tonight, batting eighth at second. And Joe Swazi is the first baseman, batting ninth so far tonight. On the mound for Brooklyn this evening is the right-hander Tyler Stewart, making his fourth start of the year, 6'9", 250 pounds, 23 years old. From Kankakee, Illinois, the Mets' sixth-round pick last year out of Southern Mississippi. He has been outstanding so far. Stewart, no record of 1.98 ERA, just 10 hits allowed in 13 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks, and 18 strikeouts so far this season. Judd Fabian will lead off for Aberdeen in the top half of the first inning. Fabian was the Orioles' second-round pick last year out of Florida, hitting .267 with 3 homers and 13 RBIs. Fabian is ready. Stewart is set from the first base side of the mound. He puts his glove in front of his face. The windup and our first pitch of the night is a fastball strike at 94, and we are underway at 7:02 Eastern Time. Stewart was supposed to start on Friday for Brooklyn against Jersey Shore. The 0-1 outside, it is 1-1. Last three games of Brooklyn series down at Shoretown Ballpark washed out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First time in franchise history, at least since 2005, as Fabian swings and misses at a fastball down. It's 1-2, in which the Cyclones have had three straight days rained out. Coming in today off a mini All-Star break. The 1-2 to the former Gator. Fastball down and in at 94. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart, last time out against Wilmington on the 21st of April. 2 runs on 5 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Here's the 2-2. And that one, a breaking ball, just misses up. Good spot. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hides his eyes behind that beige leather mitt. The windup, the payoff. Outside, ball 4. So Judd Fabian works a leadoff walk. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds' first batter of the night reaches. 1-1, nobody out. For one of the top prospects in baseball, the number 1 overall pick from last year, 19-year-old shortstop Jackson Holliday. Holliday joined Aberdeen last week. Was his first series at the high A level, went 4-for-17 with a homer and 2 RBIs. Lefty batter with a slight bend in his knees. And the first pitch fastball from Stewart outside at 94. It's 1-0. Holliday, the number 1 overall pick last year at a high school in Oklahoma. Great baseball bloodlines. 1-0. And Holliday thought about it, but lays off a called strike down and in. And it's even at 1-1. Stillwater High School, same high school that produced his dad, Matt, a 7-time Major League All-Star, as well as his uncle, Josh, who he would have played for at Oklahoma State. Throw over to first, and Fabian dives back. Both Jackson and his dad, Matt, were drafted out of Stillwater High School in Oklahoma. Obviously, his dad, an outstanding, long Major League career. Jackson trying to follow that up himself as he nearly ties himself into a pretzel trying to hit a slider from Stewart. And it's 1-2. That's the best pitch we've seen so far tonight from Stu. Quite a few Oriole fans have made their way out to Maimonides Park tonight, stationed behind the third base dugout. First chance probably for many of them to see Jackson Holliday. As that pitch up and away, it's 2-2. Won't turn 20 years old until December. About 10 months younger. And the youngest man on Brooklyn's roster, center fielder Alex Ramirez. The 2-2 from Stewart. Foul ball off the ankle of Holiday. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. Holiday overall this year between Aberdeen and Single-A Delmarva. Hitting 357, three homers, 18 RBIs, has played in 19 games this year. He's reached in all 19. The set, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball up at 94. Holiday swung so hard his helmet nearly fell off. First strikeout tonight for Stewart. One away in the top of the first.
Well, that's quite the bounce back from Stu after a leadoff walk. How about that? You go ahead and sit down the number one overall draft pick from a summer ago.
That pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here's the former Clemson Tiger, Max Wagner. And he takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Wagner was the Orioles' second-round pick last year out of Clemson. Signed for $1.9 million. Throw over to first, and Fabian back in standing. Wagner hitting just at .154, 10-465, a homer, and five RBIs. It was 3-for-18 in their last series against the Blue Rocks. Righty batter against the righty pitcher, runner goes. Breaking ball high, throw down by Parada. Carries into the base path, but he steps. Tag is late. Was a good tailing throw by Parada. Carried E-step into the path of the base runner. But Fabian steals second, and the count is 1-1 on Wagner.
Boy, Parada, despite not getting the result, just looks so much more improved defensively relative to those first couple games of the season, Justin.
Had a three-game caught stealing effort behind the plate against Jersey Shore last week as that fastball brushes back Wagner. 91 on the gun that time. It's two balls and one strike. Fabian at second with one out. 2-1 the count on Wagner. Righty kicks, now comes home. And this one yanked on the ground, foul wide of third. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil making his Cyclones debut. William Lugo, Chase Estep, and Joe Swazi, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Dancing off second, Fabian, the 2-2. On the outside, corner, got him looking, strike three. Fooled him on the sharp breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Stewart, two out in the first.
And Max Wagner, a couple of choice words, it seemed, for the home plate umpire, Christian Argueza.
Pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Another high draft pick from last year. Here is Dylan Beavers, batting from the left-hand side. And he takes outside for ball one, changeup that time. Beavers was a supplemental first-round pick, number 33 overall selection out of Cal Berkeley. Orioles' number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America. 1-0, and Beavers fights it off the hands. It's 1-1. Beavers hitting at .269, two homers, six RBIs, and tearing the cover off the ball as of late, last five for the left-handed swinger. 7-4 his last 19 with an OPS just under 1,200. Fabian at second, two out, no score, the 1-1. And Beavers again gets jammed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the handle. And the count runs to 1-2. Sun sneaking its way betwixt the clouds over towards the first base side of Maimonides Park. Right now, 54 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 51, about 12-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west-southwest. The set, the 1-2, breaking ball high, and it's even two balls and two strikes. Take a look at the American flag and straightaway center, whipping heavily from right to left. But mostly blue skies up above, some gray clouds hovering out beyond the batter's eye and straightaway center. But overall, a pleasant-looking evening off the coast of the Atlantic. A 2-2. Breaking ball at the knees. Got him looking. Strike three. After the leadoff walk to Judd Fabian, Tyler Stewart strikes out the next three hitters consecutively to strand a man in scoring position. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of the half, it's Aberdeen nothing, and Brooklyn coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Brooklyn coming to bat for the first time tonight, taking on the right-hander Daniel Lloyd. Another quick look at the Cyclones starting nine, put together by their skipper, Chris Newell. Ramirez, Parada, Lugo, the top third of the order. Middle of the lineup, you got Consuegra, Palmer, and Gill. And De Los Santos, Estep, and Swazi rounding out the Brooklyn starting nine tonight. On the mound for Aberdeen, 6'3", 232-pound right-hander Daniel Lloyd, who will turn 23 in August from Somerville, South Carolina, was the Orioles' 14th-round pick 2 years ago out of the SEC program. Alex Ramirez to lead off in the bottom half of the first. Righty against righty. And the first pitch fastball at 93 in for a strike. And it's 0-1. Ramirez coming into play today on a 12-game hitting streak. Hitting .347 in that span. A homer, 10 RBIs. The righty's 0-1. Breaking ball missing outside. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Ramirez hitting at .294 on the year. A homer, 12 batted in. 20 back in January. The 1-1 outside with a heater. 93 again. It's two balls and one strike. Lloyd making his fourth start of the year. Righty ready, the 2-1. And Ramirez takes outside. It's three balls and one strike. Cyclones fans trying to drown out the Baltimore fans that made their way down behind the third base dugout. 3-1. Ramirez sends it back to the screen. It's full 3-2. Numbers for Lloyd. 0-1 record, an ERA of 9. 16 hits in 11 innings, 6 walks, 11 strikeouts. A lot of those numbers inflated after his last outing against Wilmington. That was last Tuesday. The payoff pitch. And Ramirez checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And Ramirez is on to lead off the ball game for Brooklyn.
So how about that? Alex Ramirez elevated to the leadoff spot today, Justin, for the first time this season, and doing what you might expect leadoff hitters to do, drawing a walk to start this game offensively for Brooklyn.
Exactly what you want from your leadoff man. Great patience from the 20-year-old outfielder who's continued to show improvements as a hitter cerebrally this year. Brings up Kevin Parada. Mets first-round pick from last year ropes a base hit into right center field. Ramirez makes the turn at second. He's on his way to third. He'll be there standing up. Kevin Parada has the game's first base hit. And Brooklyn, two batters into the home first, have runners at the corners and nobody out. Miles an hour off the bat on that single to right by Parada, Johnny.
Just a good piece of hitting. And you have Ramirez and Parada in the 1-2 spots today. That's a sign, perhaps, of things to come for the New York Mets organization, top of the lineup there producing.
brings up William Lugo. And the right-handed batter takes up and away for ball one. Lugo making his 2023 Maimonides Park debut. Joined Brooklyn last week to start the series against Jersey Shore. Played in two of the three games. Went 2-for-6 with a double and a couple of walks. The 1-0. And Lugo out in front of the breaker. It is 1-1. Lugo last year, his age 20 season between St. Lucie and Brooklyn, hit .263, 14 homers and 63 RBIs. The set, the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Sharp movement tailing outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Lugo, Mets number 27 prospect, coming into the season according to Baseball America. Righty's 1-2, and Lugo takes high. It's two balls and two strikes. We mentioned Lloyd, his numbers ballooned a little bit because of his last outing. Gave up 6 runs in 4 innings. Took the loss against Wilmington last week. Walked 3, struck out 1, the 2-2. And he strikes out one here, a big one to Kay Lugo for the first out of the home first. First strikeout tonight for Daniel Lloyd. One away in the home first for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra has reached in 12th straight coming into play on Tuesday. Hitting .326 in that span, .274 overall. 4 homers, 13 RBIs, a .931 OPS. And that snapper in for a strike. It is 0-1 defensively for Aberdeen. Left to right in the outfield, Luis Valdez, Judd Fabian, and Dylan Beavers. Third to first around the infield, Isaac De Leon, Jackson Holliday, Max Wagner, and Adam Retzbach. As Consuegra hits one in the air to right, should be deep enough to score the run. Beavers camps underneath it to make the catch. His toss in will come to second base. It's a sacrifice fly for Stanley Consuegra, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 first inning lead.
A job well done by Stanley, recognizing all he needed to do was square that ball up, hit it relatively deep enough in the outfield to plate Ramirez, and goes and does just that.
14th RBI of the season for Stanley Consuegra. And the Cyclones an early 1-0 advantage. Still a man at first and two out for Jalen Palmer. First pitch to the Canarsie native. Is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Silas Ardoin doing the catching behind the plate tonight. Saw some conflicting pronunciations on that last name, so if Silas's family wants to correct us on the pronunciation, if we're getting it wrong, always feel free to chime in. As that pitch outside, it's 1-1. You can always chime in on the conversation, whether you're correcting us or just wanting to join in on the discussion by tweeting with the hashtag ConeyConvos. The 1-1. Palmer squibs it foul to the first base dugout, 1-2. Jalen coming into play tonight, hitting at .211, a homer, 8 RBIs. Had a 15-game on-base streak to start the season, snapped on Thursday. Parada at first, a run in. The righties 1-2. Palmer backs out of the way and takes a called strike 3 on the inner half. Second strikeout tonight for Lloyd, who strands a man aboard. But Brooklyn does pick up a run on the sack fly to right by Consuegra. We're through an inning. 1-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
top of the second inning. Brooklyn leading the Aberdeen Ironbirds 1-0. Justin Rock alongside my partner Johnny Gadamowicz. Have to give some love to Johnny, who braved the weather on Saturday with his dad. Was going to pinch hit for me in that series against the Blue Claws on Saturday, but unfortunately Friday and Sunday and, of course, the game on Saturday rained out. But we appreciate Johnny and his dad making the drive down from Long Island to be there.
Oh, not necessary, Justin. I appreciate the shout-out, but when duty calls, and just unfortunate we couldn't get any baseball in.
First pitch of the inning to Ardoin, fouled up the third base line. It's 0-1.
I will say I was optimistic making the drive from Long Island to Lakewood, New Jersey, Saturday. There was rain. It was just enough rain to be annoying in terms of the drive, and I shouldn't be talking because it was my dad, indeed, the one behind the wheel, but didn't think it would ever really be enough to axe the game, but I guess it had rained all morning and the night prior, and it was enough to pull the plug.
The 0-1 Ardoin is off the plate inside. It's 1-1. Silas, 212 on the year, 7 for 33, a homer, 7 RBIs. Was the Orioles' fourth-round selection last year out of Texas. Another guy with good baseball bloodlines. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner. It's 1-2. And one of the funny things, Silas's dad, Danny, came up in the mid-2000s with the Colorado Rockies, the same organization and the same team that Jackson's dad, Matt, made his major league debut with. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. So father and father played together, now son and son playing together, starting their young professional careers in the Orioles system. Funny how that works out. 2-2 pitch from Stewart. Check swing. Yes, he went around, says the home plate umpire. Strike three. So the leadoff batter of the game walked against Stewart on six pitches. And since then, four batters, four strikeouts for the Illinois native.
He's looked sharp, too. This is not uncharacteristic for Tyler Stewart. When he is in a groove and when he's got his stuff working, he's a tough guy to figure out. Now, granted, still first time through the batting order, but Stewart definitely appears to be in control so far tonight.
The sunlight coming in from the first base side, having some funky effects on our center field camera. As Adam Retzbach takes a breaking ball low, it's 1-0. Nothing more than that. Retzbach, the Orioles' 14th round pick last year out of Lehigh. Shout out to Patriot League. A 1-0. Retzbach, a sharp ground ball up the middle, off the heel of Lugo's glove, and in the left center field. Retzbach making a turnaround first will head back. We'll see how that one is scored, but Aberdeen has a one-out base runner. To bring up the third baseman, Isaac De Leon, will be an error on the shortstop, Lugo. Hit it hard, 102 miles an hour off the bat. But a play that, if you asked Lugo, he feels he probably should have made. One on and one out for Isaac De Leon. 21-year-old infielder. Hitting a .173, no homers, 7 RBIs. Righty batter keeps his hands away from his body. He takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Brooklyn tonight, home whites. Cyclones arched across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a gold border. The righty's 0-1. And De Leon stepped in the bucket but takes it low. It's one ball and one strike. White pants. Stewart has him all the way down just above his ankles. Red and gold piping along the side of them. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the ballpark mound. 1-1 from Stu. That's a foul ball off of De Leon's front leg and then falls over like a house of cards. Slow to get up, holding just below his right knee. And the Aberdeen training staff out to take a look at De Leon along with the manager from the third base coach's box. That is Roberto Mercado. Tori Atencio, head athletic trainer for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Nice to see more and more teams carrying multiple trainers with the squad. Not only does Brooklyn do that, Aberdeen as well. Assistant athletic trainer Riley Sanders with the team two here in Brooklyn this week. The more people around to help players with the recovery process, the better it can be. And they continue to check out De Leon as he gets back up on his feet outside the right-handed batter's box. Stewart, about navy sleeves, coming out three-quarters of the way from either end of that white jersey top. Navy cap, navy bill. Interlocking BC logo, the B in white, the C in red. So one on and one out. And one and two, the count on the hobbled Isaac De Leon. Right arm dangles at Stewart's side as he gets the sign. Now the 1-2. Fastball outside at 93. It's two balls and two strikes. Lights on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. Although shadows almost entirely covering the diamond. Small sliver still bathed in sunlight out in center. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Pulled the string on the changeup. Five outs tonight for Tyler Stewart. All five have been punch-outs.
Mixing speeds, mixing locations, and really keeping opposing hitters on their toes. Especially in an at-bat like that, Justin, where De Leon wears a foul ball off the kneecap. You think, okay, maybe Stewart loses his rhythm a little bit, loses his groove. Not the case whatsoever.
Brings up Isaac Bologna as that one missing outside. Pops out of the glove of Parada. And no advance from the runner at first. Retzbach, it is 1-0. Bologna, spelled B-E-L-L-O-N-Y, not B-O-L-O-G-N-A. 21 years old from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, the 1-0. Fouled away, it's 1-1. Bologna hitting .217 on the season, a homer, three RBIs. Been mired in a bit of a funk his last 13 games. Since his last multi-hit effort, just five for his last 38. That's a 132 average. Retzbach leads off first. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead in the second. And the 1-1, a backdoor slider for a called strike two. Stewart, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Retzbach takes his lead. The 1-2 runner goes, and Bologna hits it in the air left center field. Back into his right, Ramirez slowing down at the wall, and it's off the fence. Rounding third, heading home is Retzbach. He will score standing up. It's an opposite field RBI double for Isaac Bologna. And just like that, Aberdeen ties the game at one. That ball just kept carrying and carrying out to left center field. The American flag in straightaway center blowing in that direction. Off the bat, Johnny, I thought Ramirez had a beat on that one and had a stop before the warning track to play it off the fence.
Well, it was a good first step by Ramirez, who did what he needed to do to get within the vicinity of that baseball. Justin, I thought with the way it carried, that ball might have had a shot at getting out of here. Now, granted, would have needed a lot more to clear that fence in left center field, but still, as you said, just kept going and going.
As this one gets away from Parada on the first pitch, and moving to third on the play goes Bologna. It'll be an unearned run against Stewart on the RBI because the runner reached on an error. But advancing to third goes Bologna with the go-ahead run. It's 1-0 on Luis Valdez. Imagine that one will go down as a passed ball. I'll let you know once we get the official ruling. Valdez, one of the fastest guys in the Orioles organization. Switch hitter from the left-hand side, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Beautiful back foot slider. It is 1-1. Valdez hitting at .208. No homers, six RBIs. Just one for his last 16. The righty's 1-1. And Valdez a broken bat, ground ball to second. Coming in a step or two, E-step. And he'll make the play on to first to retire the side. But Aberdeen ties the game on a two-out opposite field double by Isaac Bologna. We are through one and a half here at Maimonides Park. Tied at one on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
We go to the bottom of the second inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock alongside my compañero. That is Johnny Gadamowicz. So great to be back in our own confines at Maimonides Park. Honestly, for Johnny and I, just great to be back home in baseball after a wet couple of days across the tri-state. Mateo Gil up for his Cyclones debut at bat. Joined the roster from AA Binghamton earlier today. Righty against righty in the first pitch he sees. Fastball outside at 92. It's 1-0. Gil acquired by the Mets in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft this past offseason from the Colorado Rockies organization. Rockies getting a lot of airtime tonight as Gil takes up and away 2-0. Insert your favorite joke with the play-by-play guy with the last name Rock mixed in there as well. But Gil at double A. As this one spanked on the ground is short, backhanded nicely by Holiday to his right, stands upright, and throws his seat across the diamond for the first out of the inning. So Gil stung it well. Nicely done by Jackson Holiday on his first opportunity tonight. One away in the second for Omar De Los Santos. Omar hitting at 206, a homer, three RBIs, the reigning Florida State League MVP. First pitch to the 23-year-old. Breaking ball across for a strike. It's 0-1. Aberdeen tonight, last couple of years, overhauled their logos. Boy, do they look good. The 0-1. Outside and low, it's 1-1. But looking at these unis, they are baby blue. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with a orange border. 1-1. De Los Santos lunges and taps one on the ground to short and bobbled and gets behind Jackson Holiday. Was going to be a very tough play with De Los Santos' speed. Had 70 stolen bases last year. We'll see how that one is scored. It'll be an infield hit for Omar De Los Santos. And Brooklyn has one on and one out for Chase Eastep.
I think no matter the team, any jersey that has that baby blue, powder blue, Tar Heel blue, whatever the heck you want to call it, automatically earns some brownie points.
Well, one of the reasons why I particularly like it with Aberdeen, runner breaks on the first pitch and bobbling it is Ardoin, and safe at second without a throw, De Los Santos. The count 1-0 on Chase Eastep, and Omar now a perfect 11-for-11 on stolen base attempts this year. Brooklyn came into play today with the second-best stolen base percentage in the circuit. 1-0, and Eastep gets it off the hands, out of play to the left. It's 1-1. Chase just 2-for-40 on the year. Both of his hits are doubles and five RBIs, trying to snap out of an 0-for-29 slide. Has not played since last Saturday. Did not appear in any of the three games of the Jersey Shore series. Runner breaks for third. The 1-1 outside. Throw down is into left field. De Los Santos never saw it. Now he breaks for the plate. The throw, the tag will not be made as Ardoin never held onto it. Omar De Los Santos blazes his way around the bags and scores to put Brooklyn back ahead 2-1. That's how fast he is. Didn't even realize the ball got away at first and still able to get in there ahead of a potential tag from Ardoin as it kicked away off his shin guard.
And most runners, they look back and see the ball trickling into left field. By the time Valdez already fielded it, are not going to go. They're going to take the time and make sure that they don't get thrown out at home. And give Valdez credit. It was a dart of a throw to Ardoin at home. Just couldn't see the reception end of that laser all the way through.
So De Los Santos with 12 stolen bases now. As Estep takes outside, it is 2-2. Roddy kicks and delivers. Backdoor breaking ball missing down. Ardoin came out of his crouch, thought he had a throw down to third on a punch out. And it's full three balls and two strikes. But back to our point about the jerseys. 3-2. Swing and a miss struck him out. Kept Estep flat-footed. Change up away. Third strikeout tonight for Lloyd. Two out in the second for Joe Swazi. Swazi hitting at 250, no homers, six RBIs, hitting 296 though, 8-4 his last 27, and his last seven games coming into play tonight. Well, one of the reasons why I love Aberdeen's powder blues, there's a called strike at the letters, it's 0-1, is normally see the light blue and white or red. Don't see too many with the baby blue and orange. A different kind of color scheme than you're used to seeing. Swazi takes high. It's 1-1. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles. White cleats for the right-hander Lloyd. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill with a gray iron bird plane through the middle of that RNJ. Swazi takes low. Two balls and one strike. Bases empty. Two out. Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn a 2-1 lead on Aberdeen. Roddy kicks and delivers. And Swazi sends it back to the mesh screen. It's 2-2. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen in the third. Top of the lineup due up next for Brooklyn. Los Santos able to manufacture a run. Infield single, stole second, stole third before scoring on the throwing error by Ardoin. Lloyd rests his glove on his front left shoulder as he gets the sign. The 2-2 foul towards the first base dugout. Nice job to deflect it on the ricochet by bench coach and acting first base coach today, John Vaughn. One of the many reasons I wish Verlander made a rehab start with Brooklyn so I could see them fight over who gets the nickname JV. Fouled away to the right. It is still 2-2. Of course, in jest. That the nickname John tends to go by in the Cyclones clubhouse.
They kind of look alike a little bit, too.
You know what? It's something I never thought about, but you're absolutely right, Johnny. Maybe an idea for our media crew and a potential TikTok. This is soft ground ball to third. Coming in on it, high throw by De Leon over the head of everybody. And safe at first is Swazi. De Leon's throw sailed over the leaping glove of Retzbach. They apply the tag on Swazi just in case, but he is safe. Second error tonight for Aberdeen. And the inning continues for the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. But there definitely is enough of a resemblance between John Vaughn and Justin Verlander. I don't know if it would be enough to have Ben Verlander's dog jump up and down at the screen like he did when Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine were calling the action on Friday up in Bingo. Roddy's first pitch to Ramirez. Waited back on the breaking ball, but maybe waited a bit too long. It fouls it into the seats. Along the first base line, it's 0-1. Ramirez, Mets number five prospect, walked and scored on the sack fly by Consuegra in the first. Mira is showing it's still chilly here. Got the hoodie on. Still also has the baklava on as well. Little sleeve, a turtleneck around him as he takes outside. It's 1-1. I always get confused when I see that because when I see the way it's spelled, B-A-C-L-A-V-A, I think of baklava, the dessert. Ramirez fouls away to the right. It's 1-2. Maybe that's just a sign that I'm too hungry right now.
Well, you mentioned bologna before. You're making me hungry over here.
We've got bologna and baklava.
That'd be quite the meal.
Coming to a Maimonides Park concession stand near you. The 1-2 wave and a miss with a runner in motion. Strike three, side retired. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander Lloyd. And the inning is over, but Brooklyn regains the lead as Omar De Los Santos single steals a couple of bags and scores on an error. Two innings complete, 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
To the top of the third inning. Justin Rock alongside my partner Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn a 2-1 lead on this Tuesday night. Series continues tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. 7 o'clock first pitches here at Maimonides Park. Want to mark your calendars as well for Saturday. Will be Minor League Baseball's free game of the day on MLB.com and MILB.com. Saturday and Sunday's game scheduled to get underway, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. And as the top of the lineup steps to the plate for Aberdeen, stepping to the microphone, my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
No rain between now and Saturday, Justin. That's the hope as we get you set for the top of the third. It's 2-1 Brooklyn in the first pitch. Misses inside for ball one on the changeup to the leadoff man, Judd Fabian. Playing center field, occupying the top spot in the lineup today for the Ironbirds. Tyler Stewart's third inning of work, the 1-0. Chopped foul, and it's one ball and one strike to Fabian. Of course, the Cyclones dealing with all sorts of weather postponements over the past few days. No game since Thursday. Last time we saw this team in action, a 4-3 victory over Jersey Shore on Thursday. Mentioned this earlier on our pregame hit here on the big board on the video screen. The Cyclones have already played two series against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Normally, that would add up to a total of 12 games. So you figure six-game series. 1-1 on the way from Stewart. A high kick, and he deals. Misses low with the fastball for ball two, and it's two balls and one strike. But two full series through, under the belt against the Blue Claws, Brooklyn has only played six games against Jersey Shore. Normally that would be one series in and of itself. Here's a 2-1 from Stewart. Wave and a miss out in front of the change, and he evens it up at two balls and two strikes. Of course, that first weekend of the year right here at Maimonides Park against Jersey Shore was only a three-game set opening weekend rather than the full six. And what was supposed to be a six-game set chopped to three because of rain. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Pulled the string on Fabian, did Stewart, and there's one away here in the top of the third. Still 2-1 Brooklyn.
And that paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Six Ks tonight so far for Tyler Stewart, Johnny.
Seven outs recorded, six of them via the punch out. Safe to say he's feeling it.
Not a math major, but I know that's a good percentage.
Now he gets Jackson Holliday. First pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike to last year's number one overall draft selection. And it's 0-1. Jackson today, a strikeout victim. Surprise, surprise. Here's the 0-1 from Stewart. Misses outside. And it's one ball and one strike to Holliday. Jackson out of Stillwater High School, as you mentioned earlier, Justin. Would have gone on to be an Oklahoma State Cowboy. It is in his blood after all. 1-1. Hit hard on the ground, right back to Stewart. He snags it on the comebacker and an underhand flip over to first in time. A heads-up play from Stewart on the bump and a quick two outs for Tyler here in the top of the third.
Yeah, Jackson hit it right on the screws, 99 miles an hour off the bat. Not a lot of reaction time for Stu, but the 6'9 right-hander fielding his pitch position like a gold glover there.
Max Wagner next. Bases empty, two gone. First toss. Misses inside. Wagner had to just lean back out of the way of that one. And it's one ball and no strikes. Max, the number 13 overall prospect in the Orioles organization, that per MLB pipeline. 1-0. Fastball paints the outside corner for a called strike. And it's 1-1 now to the righty hitting second baseman. Wagner, one of six top 30 Baltimore prospects on this Aberdeen team, a loaded squad up and down. Here's the 1-1. Taking all the way was Wagner, and for good reason. It missed outside for ball two. Of those six top 30 prospects, though, all of them batters, position players, no top 30 pitching prospects, according to MLB Pipeline, on this Ironbirds crew. Stewart exhales his 2-1 pitch. Misses up and in with the changeup, and it's now a hitter's count, 3-1 to the righty batter, Wagner. Max, last time up, struck out looking. Been a bit of a tough go for Wagner, just a .154 on this young season so far. With the bases empty, two away, three balls, one strike, the pitch. Hit hard on the ground on the left side. The shortstop, Lugo Fields, in stride, throws over in time to retire Wagner. A 1-2-3 for Tyler Stewart as we head to the bottom of the third. Cyclones preserving a 2-1 lead here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom three from Maimonides Park. Johnny Gadamowicz, Justin Rock with you here on this Tuesday evening. So glad to have you on board for the first of this six-game set between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. The first meeting of the season between these two South Atlantic League North Division teams. For Brooklyn in the frame, 2-3-4. Parada, Lugo, and Consuegra first. Kevin Parada stands in, working on a one-hit day already. It's Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 1, two Cyclones hits. One of them belongs to Parada, the other, Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos, who came around to score the go-ahead run in the home second. Now we're in the home third, and it's Parada who stands in. First pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1 to the right-handed hitting catcher. Daniel Lloyd, Aberdeen's starter, back out for his third frame of work this evening. His 0-1 hit foul behind home plate, and Parada falls behind quickly 0-2. Last time the Cyclones played back on Thursday, thanks to a couple of rainouts, Kevin 1-for-4, an RBI, struck out twice. He'll need to get defensive here, 0-2 pitch. In there for a called strike, 3 on the fastball, just dotted that outside corner, did Lloyd, and Parada slowly makes his way back to the dugout on the first base side. 5 strikeouts thus far for Daniel Lloyd. Say what you will about Tyler Stewart, 6 strikeouts through 3. Lloyd has been right there with him, punch for punch, at least as far as the K's are concerned. Now he gets William Lugo for the second time tonight. First toss. Breaking ball misses badly down and away to the Brooklyn shortstop, and it's 1-0.
Well, the rain that followed the Cyclones over the course of the last few days has appeared to make its way to other parts of the organization, Johnny. The Mets game tonight rained out.
1-0 on the way to Lugo. Misses outside for ball 2. A highly anticipated week in Metland. The return of Max Scherzer after his 10-game suspension. Justin Verlander set to make his Mets debut. Have to wonder how this rainout factors in. 2-0, wave and a miss from Lugo, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Mets out in Detroit, of course, this week. Funny enough to have the return of Scherzer, return of Verlander, two guys who enjoyed their playing days and then some at Comerica Park. 2-1 in there for a called strike on the breaking ball. And it's 2-2. It is still Comerica Park in Detroit, I believe.
That is one of the few ballparks who have not changed names.
All these name
over
changes.
The last several years.
Tough to keep up with. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, nobody on. It's 2-1 Brooklyn pitch. Hit hard, foul on the right side. And we'll try it again at 2-2. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck. Mets team that, of course, had to deal with all sorts of weather themselves this past weekend. Against the Atlanta Braves, an abbreviated game on Friday, 2-2. Fouled straight back. Of course, no game Saturday, no game Sunday prompted yesterday's doubleheader, in which some of the young guns looking good for New York, namely Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, had the big hit in the second game of that doubleheader yesterday as a 2-2 is flared in the air on the right side, hooking foul and landing up against that mesh netting.
You know, always awkward now these days with the netting down either line. Players trying to find ways to not only make the catch but avoid injury sliding up against those padded fences.
More and more night sky starting to take shape here on Coney Island, with the lights having been flicked on for quite some time now. And the parachute jump illuminated as well. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in. Lugo wanted no part of that one, and he works the count to 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Next pitch will be the 9th of this at-bat.
Already 1 gone in the frame, and the base is empty in a 2-1 Brooklyn lead here in the third. The payoff misses down and away, checked his swing, did not go, so a 1-out walk, and William Lugo is aboard for the first time tonight. Brings up the cleanup man, Stanley Consuegra, with Lugo off of first and 1 out.
And so the Mets played a doubleheader yesterday. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. We'll have some baseball to watch tomorrow afternoon as we're getting ready for our game, 1:40 and 6:40 tomorrow for the amazing Mets.
Now Consuegra, righty batter, open stance, first pitch to him. Takes a breaking ball down and away for ball 1, and it's 1-0 to the Brooklyn cleanup man. Of course, we hope you join us tomorrow. We hope you join us all week long. If it's not here at the ballpark, at Maimonides Park, you can tune in. 1-0, Consuegra out in front. And it's 1-1 on that rip and a miss. Of course, you can listen to us on our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or tune in on MILB TV, the Bally Live app, however you choose. 1-1 the count to Consuegra with 1 gone. Lugo off first. Here's the pitch. Stanley on the ground. This could be 2. Holiday underhand flip to Wagner for 1. On to first for a double play. So an inning ending 6-4-3 for Stanley Consuegra. Gets Daniel Lloyd out of the bottom of the third unscathed. We head to the fourth. Still 2-1 Brooklyn here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Yes.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Four, five, six for Aberdeen as we enter inning number four from Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us. Brooklyn leads 2-1 as we get set for the fourth here from Coney Island. Dylan Beavers, Silas Ardwan, and Adam Retzbach, the three in the frame for the Ironbirds. First, Beavers batting cleanup, playing right field today for Aberdeen. 0-1 today, struck out looking to end the top of the first. Tyler Stewart working on a 6-strikeout day thus far through three frames.
One shy of matching his career high already.
And he gets the heart of the Ironbird batting order here in the fourth. Only allowed one base hit so far today has Stewart. Dangles his right arm across his frame, nods the app formation, set at the belt, and his first toss of the fourth is in there for a called strike on the outside corner, an 81-mile-per-hour changeup. And it's 0-1 to Dylan Beavers, former Cal product in the Pac-12. Stewart kicks and deals in 0-1. A number on the left side. This stays a fair ball. Stewart on to collect, and he'll just eat it. The third baseman, Gill, playing well too deep to have any real play at that ball. And it tucked the line just enough to make things very difficult for the pitcher Stewart to have any real shot at a play. So the result, an infield single for Dylan Beavers to start out this fourth inning.
Now the old check swing base hit. A soft roller up the third base line. Really was no chance not only for Gill but Tyler Stewart. Great effort to his right, but Beavers and those long legs able to beat it out without a throw.
Stewart a throw over to check on the runner Beavers, who is back in time before he turns his attention to the righty batter, Silas Ardwan, the catcher tonight for Aberdeen. Ardwan 0-1, struck out swinging to begin the top of the second. Stewart works from his stretch all the time, so nothing changes there with the man on. First pitch to Ardwan. Misses inside, 91-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. An Aberdeen team that comes into tonight riding two straight losses trying to get back in the win column. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called strike on the outside corner and a good frame at that by Kevin Parada, the battery made of Stewart the pitcher. Aberdeen started out the year in a relatively okay spot, 5-5, but since then have taken a turn for the worse. They've lost 7-9. 1-1 from Stewart. Hit hard on the right side, past the diving glove of Estep and into shallow right field. A quick relay in, though, keeps Beavers planted at second base. So, a single from Ardwan puts runners on first and second with nobody out here in the fourth.
Yeah, hit that one well, did Ardwan. 105 miles an hour to the opposite field. And for the first time tonight, Aberdeen has multiple base runners on at one time.
What can Adam Retzbach do with it? Beavers on second, Ardwan on first. Nobody out. Stewart's first pitch. Misses downstairs for ball one, and the count 1-0. Cyclones 2, Aberdeen 1. We're in the top of the fourth, and the Iron Burns threatening. Stewart gets the sign, comes set at his belt, heaves a 1-0. Misses yet again low, does Stewart, and it's two balls and no strikes. Retzbach in the driver's seat here. He has scored the lone Aberdeen run of the day, reached on an error in the second, and came in on an RBI double off the bat of Isaac Baloney. Here's a 2-0 from Tyler. Swing and a high fly, not deep. On the right side, Swazi back onto the grass, called off by Estep, the second baseman, who makes the two-handed catch for the inning's first out.
Infield fly rule in effect there.
So one gone now for Isaac De Leon, who stands in 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout so far today. Have to imagine Stewart would love any sort of ground ball here. With the infield behind him, playing straight up, first pitch. Hard hit on the left side, that's through for a base hit. Trickles all the way down to the left field foul pole. Beavers around third, he's in to score. Ardoin will park at third. It's an RBI double off the bat of Isaac De Leon, and the Ironbirds tie things up at two here in the fourth.
104-mile-an-hour laser over the leaping glove of Gill. Two outs, probably Ardoin scores easily from first, but Mercado holding him up with one out. And now the man who drove in the first run today for Aberdeen, Baloney. But Victor Ramos going to come out and talk to Stewart before that.
So the Ironbirds getting some production out of this bottom half of their batting order, and now it will fall on the shoulders of Baloney. But first, a chat from Victor Ramos, who makes his way out of the mound. Has to be interesting, Justin, from a player's mindset. You think about what the last few days have entailed for Brooklyn. Waking up each morning thinking, okay, today we're going to play, today we're going to play, today we're going to play. Here we are 5 days later, and it's the first time the Cyclones are back in action. Granted, it was a road trip that did not involve all too much travel. Jersey Shore and Coney Island, the two stadiums, only a mere, I think, 65, 66 miles separate the two. But still a weird weekend nonetheless, and Brooklyn certainly happy to be back home in front of their home crowd with one gone. Runners on second and third in this tie game here in the fourth for Isaac Baloney. Stewart comes set, first pitch. Misses outside for ball one, and it's 1-0. Ardoin on third, De Leon after his RBI double, behind him on second. Baloney has already knocked in one run so far today when he doubled in the second. Can he continue his hot night here? One ball, no strikes. Stewart's 1-0. Goes to the off-speed, a called strike. And it's 1-1. The corner infield for Brooklyn, in towards the grass. The middle, not so much. Estep and Lugo playing deep. Estep at second, practically standing on the outfield turf. 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Pulled the string on a breaking ball, did Stewart, and it's one ball and two strikes now to Isaac Baloney. Already one home in the frame for Aberdeen, trying to snap their two-game skid and grab a lead here in the fourth. Stewart gets the sign from Parada, his 1-2 pitch. Check swing, he went around, strike three. A big-time strikeout from Tyler Stewart. There are now two gone with two still in scoring position and make it seven strikeouts for Stewart, tying that career high.
Yeah, great pitch down and in, and Baloney just could not lay off the enticing back foot breaker. Now needs to buckle down and get one more with Luis Valdez at the plate.
Not out of the woods just yet with the Aberdeen 9 batter Valdez standing in the batter's box. Righty arm on lefty bat. And a huge point in this game. First pitch, wave and a miss. Gone golfing for that one, did Valdez, and Stewart ahead quickly 0-1. Should things continue, Judd Fabian would be next as we would go back to the top of this Iron Birds lineup card. Valdez today 0-for-1, grounded out to end the top of the second. Stewart bears down his 0-1 offering. Misses low for ball one, and it's one ball and one strike. The infield, maybe a slight shift to the right, nothing too crazy. The shortstop, Lugo, shaded towards the bag at second base. Each runner, a healthy-sized lead off of second and third. 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, and it's 2-1. The Iron Birds are running the second, already a run in this top of the fourth. We're knotted up at two, and Aberdeen looking to pounce. Here with two men in scoring position, and Valdez waiting on a 2-1 pitch from Stewart. Tyler, a sub-2 ERA entering tonight. Can he dance out of trouble here? High kick, 2-1. Misses just a hair outside, and it's three balls and one strike. And I don't think Stewart was a fan of that call from Christian Argueza calling the balls and strikes today. Valdez, a couple of practice swings, standing towards the back of that lefty batter's box. Wags his bat off that left shoulder. 3-1. Takes a called strike, two. Stewart really favoring the off-speed stuff in this at-bat. We'll see if he goes right back to that change here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Arduan on third, De Leon on second. We're tied up at two. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went to the heater upstairs and Valdez bit. Eight strikeouts for Tyler Stewart, and he keeps this game tied as we head to the home fourth. You're listening to it on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Jalen Palmer, Mateo Gil, Omar De Los Santos, 5-6-7 for the Cyclones here in the bottom of the fourth. We're all knotted up at two from Maimonides Park. Alongside the man to my right, Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Jalen Palmer steps in for the second time today, working on an 0-for-1 day, struck out looking to end the bottom of the first. First pitch to him is a hooking, breaking ball in there for a called strike at 79 miles per hour. And it's 0-1 to the Brooklyn designated hitter. Aberdeen tie the game with a run in the top of the fourth to make it 2-2, the 0-1. Palmer takes a breaking ball a foot outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Daniel Lloyd so far has allowed two runs on only two hits. Keeping these Cyclones bats in check as a 1-1 is hit hard, foul on the ground though, past the third base bag on the left side, and Palmer will need to get defensive 1-2. It's been a bit of a tough go recently for Jalen, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Back on Thursday, last time the Cyclones played after a couple of rainouts. He's already 0-for-1 tonight, as I mentioned earlier, that strikeout looking in the first. 1-2, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Palmer just couldn't lay off. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the fourth. The base is still empty, and our score 2-2. Six strikeouts thus far for Daniel Lloyd. Both he and Tyler Stewart, all things considered, although a couple of runs surrendered on both sides, have looked pretty darn good, in control of their stuff. First pitch to Gill is hit off the handle of the bat into no man's land, shallow right field, and that'll fall for a base hit. Pardon me, that catch was made. Looked like it might have snuck its way in there. But a nice play by arranging second baseman and Wagner to get there for out number two. So a quick two outs for Daniel Lloyd, Justin, who, again, you mentioned those two runs, but is working quickly, working efficiently, and has these Cyclones bats right where they want them now. He gets Omar De Los Santos. First pitch, De Los Santos, big cut and a miss. Wanted to plant that ball beyond the batter's eye in center field. And it's 0-1. The 0-1. De Los Santos takes a fastball in there for a called strike. He's behind quickly 0-2. Omar has scored one of Brooklyn's two runs so far tonight. And before any 0-2 pitch is delivered, the home plate umpire Christian Argueza getting things squared away behind the dish before play can officially resume. Here's an 0-2. De Los Santos takes down and away. 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Lloyd. Daniel Lloyd, a former South Carolina Gamecock. Ready to deal. A 1-2. De Los Santos fouls it straight back and will try it again at 1-2. From Somerville, South Carolina, 14th round pick in the 2021 MLB draft by the Baltimore organization. One ball, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. De Los Santos chops it foul on the left side. And we'll do it again at 1-2. A season ago for Lloyd, appeared in 13 games in a relief capacity for Low A Delmarva. Only 27 strikeouts in 25 innings, but he sits down De Los Santos here on the punch-out. A 1-2-3 frame for Daniel Lloyd, who has seven strikeouts through four frames. We head to the fifth, still tied at two. You're listening to it on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Big Stu, Tyler Stewart back out for inning number five in a 2-2 tie between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. We head to the top of the fifth inning. This opening game of the series tied at two. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. Judd Fabian to lead off. And the first pitch slider from Stewart. Down and away for ball one, Stu. At 73 pitches through four innings tonight, his season high 77. So We'll see how long Stewart goes tonight. My guess is they'll try and get him through the fifth. Righty stands tall from the stretch, the 1-0. And a breaking ball outside and low. It is two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen, two runs, four hits, two errors. They have left four tonight. Brooklyn, two runs on two hits, one error. They have stranded two. Fabian has walked and struck out the 2-0. He takes off the plate outside. It's 3-0. Fabian, second-round pick in back-to-back years. 2 years ago was taken by the Red Sox, did not sign. Now in the Orioles organization, a 3-0. Fabian takes down and away for ball four. So a four-pitch walk allowed by Tyler Stewart. Just the second walk he has allowed tonight. One on, nobody out for one of the top prospects in baseball, Jackson Holliday. Holliday struck out, grounded out sharply to the mound. His last at-bat against Stewart in the third. Signed for over $8.1 million last year. Is this a sharp ground ball? Ski ball's off the mound. Nice pick on the forehand by Lugo. Off-balance throw to first. Dug out on the backhand by Swazi. Oh, my goodness. There were so many opportunities for that play to go awry. The ball bouncing off the hill. The tough forehand pick by Lugo. And then on the throw to first, the backhand by Swazi. But every facet of that play orchestrated beautifully. A 6-3 twin killing, and there are two out.
That was a very impressive play by William Lugo at short. Not only to haul that ball in, get to second base in time, even with momentum going the other way, to muscle that throw over to first in time to get Holliday, who is pretty speedy in his own right.
Brings up Max Wagner, made the great defensive play in the fourth. Swings through an off-speed pitch down and away. It's 0-1. Wagner, originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's traveled all around in his baseball career. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. It's 0-2. Started his life, his baseball playing career, high school in Wisconsin, then playing college ball at South Carolina. And now playing for an Orioles affiliate in Maryland, making himself acquainted up and down the East Coast and along the Atlantic. Base is empty and two out. Tied at two in the top of the fifth. The 0-2 from Stewart. Slider outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Wagner, first team All-American last year, along with the guy behind the plate, Kevin Parada. Former ACC foes. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball down and away. It's 2-2. He actually out-dueled Parada to win ACC Player of the Year last year. Max Wagner did. Part of the great history of that Tiger program. Stewart trying to hang another zero. The 2-2 fouled straight to the screen. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. It was a cool story, though, reading about Wagner. About now that he has gone pro, a lot of different things he's doing to give back to his community at home in Wisconsin. 2-2 pitch. Up and away, it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Was the first player from the Green Bay Public School District to get drafted. Created his own brand, the Max Wagner brand. Sold t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and more. And the proceeds given back to breast cancer awareness charities. As Wagner takes down and away for ball four, reaches on a walk, gave some money to the Green Bay Miracle League, which is a baseball league for youngsters out there with learning disabilities and other medical issues. And this spring, have angles at bat. Said it was his sister, Jada, who was the one that really inspired the creation of that brand and then all the subsequent charity efforts that have followed since. Dylan Beavers takes up and away for ball one. Always great to see players, whether they be from Brooklyn or elsewhere, giving back to their communities. Beavers, as you mentioned, out of Cal. Wonder how many times he was questioned in the Pac-12 as to why he didn't go to Oregon State. Feel like the marketing writes itself. The 1-0, and Beaver is totally fooled. Back foot breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. An opportunity to play for Team USA's collegiate national team in 2021. Two-time leader in home runs in the Pac-12. The 1-1 runner goes. Breaking ball low. Throw down by Parada. Not in time. The runner overslid the bag and scrambling to get back and apply the tag. Lugo, but not in time. Max Wagner nearly oversliding second base. It's 2-1 on Beavers. Wagner now at second with the go-ahead run. Fifth stolen base of the season for Max Wagner. Aberdeen and the Baby Blues. Brooklyn in the home whites tonight, tied at 2 in the top of the fifth. Aberdeen trying to take the lead for the first time today. Here's the 2-1. Up and away for ball three. Next pitch will be number 90 tonight for Stewart. There is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak. That is the right-hander Joshua Corneli, who has not thrown in 10 days for Brooklyn. Wagner leads off second. Beavers an open stance from the left-hand side, the 3-1. Backdoor breaking ball. In for a strike and the count full 3-2. Beavers, number 19 prospect, or actually rather the number 11 prospect in the organization by Baseball America. Number 10 by MLB.com. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, hammered down the right field line, hooking, foul. Just could not find a way to keep it straight. Spin on that ball, curling it into foul ground. A very loud strike number two. It remains full. Under 2 miles an hour on that line drive off the bat of Beavers. Number 92 tonight in terms of pitches for Stewart. The payoff delivery, and he got him. Change up down, and Beavers down on strikes to retire the side. Aberdeen threatens but unable to take the lead. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk halfway home on a Tuesday night in Brooklyn, tied at 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones, Aberdeen Ironbirds, knotted up at 2 apiece. New pitcher in the game for Aberdeen as we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Cooper Chandler on to relieve Daniel Lloyd, who started this game for the Ironbirds, Justin.
Chandler expected to make the start in the series finale on Sunday. And he'll face off against Chase Estep to start the home fifth. And Chandler's first pitch, a fastball strike. And the count 0-1. Estep, Swazi, Ramirez, 8-9-1, the scheduled hitters. Chandler, 6'2", 200 pounds. The righty's 0-1. Estep, a big bouncing ball to second. Coming in, now going back a step is Wagner. And he'll make the play still on the brown shaded turf for the opening out of the fifth. Chandler won't turn 25 until August from Frisco, Texas. Signed by the Orioles last August. Swazi reached on an error. Was stranded on base back in the second inning, 0 for 1 tonight. And Chandler's fastball down and in at 94. It is 1-0. Chandler, his fourth appearance all out of the bullpen, 1-1 record, a 5.87 ERA. 11 hits in 7 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts. Swazi takes outside for ball two. Chandler last pitched against Wilmington last Tuesday. 3 shutout and hitless innings, walked 1, struck out 6. At the letter is his 2-0. Swazi watches a breaking ball strike. It's 2-1. Chandler signed out of Rice University in Texas, undrafted free agent signee. Bases empty and one out. Chandler is 2-1. Bouncing before the plate, it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Final line for Aberdeen's starter tonight, that is Daniel Lloyd. 4 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits. Walk 2, struck out 7. 67 pitches and 44 strikes. We'll take a no decision tonight. The 3-1, and Swazi fouls it off the catcher, Ardwan. It is full 3-2. 7 strikeouts tonight for Lloyd, matching his career high from earlier this season. It's time called. Lloyd lowering his ERA tonight to 7.2. Bases empty and one out. Tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn trying to win back-to-back games for the first time this year. Hard to believe. As we are already in May, the payoff pitch. Swazi, a ground ball in the hole at short. Holiday slides to his right and makes the throw across the diamond in plenty of time for the second out.
Holiday has looked really smooth at short, making plays look routine that aren't necessarily always routine plays. But you like to have that prowess and that level of comfort from someone as young as he is.
Brings up Alex Ramirez. Has walked and struck out tonight. Scored a run back in the first. He takes a fastball down and away at 90. It is 1-0. Take a look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Let you know what is going on after a very damp weekend. Everybody in action today. 1-0, and Ramirez takes outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Bottom of the eighth in Hickory, Jersey Shore, a 7-4 lead on the Crawdads. Leandro Pineda, a multi-home run game for the Blue Claws. 2-0 to Alex. At the knees for a called strike, it is 2-1. Top of the ninth already in Wappingers Falls. Wilmington, a 5-2 lead on Hudson Valley. Trey Lipscomb, his first home run of the season for the Blue Rocks. The 2-1 Alex. Check swing and a called strike. Hit the bottom of the zone regardless. It's 2-2. Top of the seventh in Asheville. Greenville, a 5-1 lead there. Chase Madroth, a home run. His second of the season for the drive. Third baseman De Leon hugging the line as time called. Top of the sixth in Winston-Salem. Greensboro a 5-4 lead on the dash. Someone coming out from Aberdeen's third base dugout arguing, I imagine it's Roberto Mercado, frustrated maybe, thinking there should have been a pitch clock violation on Ramirez for not being ready, which would have ended the inning. Christian Arcueza sends him back to the dugout. And it'll stay 2-2. Greensboro a 5-4 lead. Home runs from Trace Gonzalez and Will Matheson. 2-2 to Alex. Swing and a high fly ball left center field. Got underneath it, though. Sliding to his right is Fabian, and with two hands makes the grab above his cap to retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth. Five innings complete. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Tyler Stewart's day is done after an effective start for Brooklyn, and Jordan Gieber on in relief. He takes over after a 2-2 tie thus far through five innings of work. We now head to the sixth, and Gieber will get 5-6-7 for the Iron Birds here in the top half of the frame, Justin.
So Jordan Gieber, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn, as the Cyclones try and keep this a two-all game. Final line for Tyler Stewart tonight. Five innings, two runs, one earned on four hits, walked three, struck out a career-high nine. First pitch to Silas Ardoin, flipped in the air to right, coming on Consuegra, has to leap and makes the catch for the out. It was a rising line drive off the bat of Ardoin. And Consuegra coming in had to adjust and make that play on a bounce for the first out of the sixth inning. One away for Adam Retzbach. Infield fly pop-up reached on an error and scored a run back in the second inning. Righty against righty. And Gieber's pitch misses inside for ball one. Gieber, fourth appearance, third in relief, 1-1, a 6.75 ERA. 16 strikeouts. In 16 innings, the 1-0. It's the outside corner, a slider. And it is 1-1. First appearance for Gieber since the 22nd of April. That was the last home game. Six innings of one-run ball and a no decision against Wilmington. That in a starting role. Inside and low, 2-1 now the count. Undrafted free agent signee last year out of Virginia Tech in the Frederick Keys of the MLB Draft League, the 2-1. Retzbach laid on a fastball at 91. It is 2-2. It's now time for our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Inning later than normal. A better late than never, the 2-2. In the dirt, down and away, three balls and two strikes. Well, the Mets and Tigers were supposed to start an interleague series today. Alonso already 4-for-12 with two home runs against the American League this year. Former Cyclone payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Off-speed breaker down and away at 80. And Gieber has his first strikeout tonight. Two down in the sixth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. But Alonso, 31 career home runs against the American League. That is a Mets franchise record. And the first pitch to Isaac De Leon outside for ball one, RBI double. His last time up in the fourth that tied the game at two. But the question is, whose record did Alonzo break for the Mets franchise record. As De Leon waves and misses, it's 1-1. I will say, the one hint I will give, the 1-1 pitch outside and low 2-1, is I did see somebody in the audience tonight wearing the uniform of the player that Alonzo surpassed for the Mets record for interleague home runs. The 2-1 pitch, taking high, ball three. If you want to join in on the conversation, answer the question, or much, much more, just tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. 3-1 from Gieber. And De Leon takes the breaking ball outside for ball four. So Isaac on with a two-out walk. Brings up the center fielder, or rather the DH tonight, Isaac Bologna. Bologna RBI double off the left center field wall his first time up. Struck out swinging his last time. Righty from the stretch. And the first pitch to Bologna, in for a called strike. It's 0-1. Talking about the out-of-town scoreboard last inning. Only score we haven't told you about in the South Atlantic League tonight is down in Rome. The Braves a 3-0 lead on Bowling Green. Change up from Gieber, missing down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., a home run for the Rome Braves tonight. Parada out to the mound to talk with Gieber. Try and get back on the same page with the right-hander. One on and two out, top of the sixth. Aberdeen and Brooklyn tied at two, opening game of this six-game series. Will continue tomorrow night. Gates open at 6. Our coverage will start at 6:45 Eastern time. Leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch, Jeffrey Colon will make the start for Brooklyn tomorrow. No record at 10.38 ERA. He'll go against the righty Gene Pinto. 0-1, a 2.5 earned run average. A 1-1 from Gieber. A check swing foul ball to Aberdeen's on deck circle. It is 1-2 now. It's a great ceremony on the field before the game. Jordan Gieber, one of 32 members of last year's St. Lucie Mets squad to receive their championship rings here in a pregame ceremony. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit off the knob of the bat before it rolled behind home plate. It is 1-2. Parada immediately out of his crouch trying to make sure the home plate umpire Argueza knew that came off the bottom of the bat and didn't hit the batter itself. De Leon leads off first. A 1-2 from Gieber. Fastball up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes on Bologna. Finished last season in Aberdeen. Played in 51 games. Part of that team that knocked off Brooklyn in the playoffs as Bologna hammers one foul. High off the screen along the first base line. We'll do it again. Bologna from the same hometown. St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands as former Cyclone and Met right-hander Akil Morris. Part of the 2013 squad here on Coney Island as Bologna broke his bat heading back to the dugout for a new piece of wood. Bologna was born in St. Thomas but actually lives in the Dominican Republic. It's where he signed out of in July of 2018. De Leon leads off first. Another 2-2 runner goes. Pitch outside. Throw down by Parada, the third base side of the bag, and not in time. Was a good sweeping tag by William Lugo. Well, the base umpire said the tag came a hair late. And De Leon now in scoring position with a 3-2 count on Bologna. De Leon, his fourth stolen base of the year. And it did look from that quick look. And De Leon did get his hand in underneath the tag. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Off speed, down and out of the zone, and Bologna waves over the top as Gieber strands the go-ahead run in scoring position. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk. 5.5 complete, we're tied at 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cooper Chandler back to the mound. Bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at 2. We've got great promotions coming up this weekend. Friday is Cinco de Mayo. We'll have a great promotion with a hat giveaway. Cyclones Sugar Skull cap to the first 1,000 fans. Friday night drinks on us. Everybody runs the bases. Will be our first Copa de la Diversión night of the season. We'll play as the Brooklyn Jefes. Saturday, Brooklyn Winter Beanie giveaway to the first 1,500 fans. Everyone runs the bases again. Baseball you can drink. Military Appreciation Night as well. Kevin Parada to lead off the home six, and he hits a rising line drive in the left, looking up at the fence, and it sneaks off the top of the wall, stays in the field of play on his way to second, and sliding in there feet first with a double. Parada hit off the very top of a white sign in left center field. Home plate umpire raising his hands to say it stayed in the diamond. And Parada sliding into second with a hustle double, coming a matter of inches away of getting it over the fence for a go-ahead homer. 107 miles an hour off the top of the left center field fence. Brings up William Lugo, who has struck out and walked tonight as time called. And the catcher, Ardoin, out to have a chat. That double by Parada brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So William Lugo with a chance to put Brooklyn back in front. Man at second and nobody out. William walked, was erased on a double play back in the third. He takes down and away for ball one. Righty just above the belt. A 1-0 to Lugo. Fastball down and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. Cyclones a run in the first, a run in the second. Aberdeen one in the second, one in the fourth. A 2-0. Fouled straight back to the screen. And it's two balls and one strike on the 21-year-old infielder. Calm, quiet Tuesday night here on Coney Island. Right now, 53 degrees. The wind blowing in from center towards left. 2-1. Lugo, a flare, shallow right field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. They're going to wave Parada around. The throw to the plate by Beavers up the third baseline and not in time. It's an RBI single for William Lugo. his first RBI of the season. Welcome back to Brooklyn, William. And the Cyclones back in front 3-2. He'll show up as a line drive in the box score. A sinking flare, and Parada running so hard his helmet nearly flopped off his noggin. And DeLugo delivers. He's got a hit in each of the first three games he's played this season.
Well, that's what you want out of your number two and three hitters, Parada and Lugo producing and giving the Cyclones the lead here late.
That sends up Stanley Consuegra, who takes a fastball outside for ball one. Stanley drove in Brooklyn's first run. Sack fly to right in the first. Grounded into a sharp double play his last time up. Hit at 107 miles an hour. It's got to be a few worse feelings than that. At least in baseball, the 1-0. A dribbler back up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Backhanded on the second base bag by Wagner. And with his foot still on the square, throws to first for a double play. So one ball, Consuegra rolled into two, 107 miles an hour. This one off the bat at about 20 miles an hour less velocity. But another good defensive play at second by Wagner for the 4-3 twin killing. So bases empty, two out for Jalen Palmer. Has struck out twice tonight. Skies one in the air. Right-hand side, out onto the outfield turf is Wagner, called off by the right fielder Beavers. And above the royal blue cap makes the play to end the inning. But Brooklyn picks up back-to-back base hits to start the frame. A double by Parada and a go-ahead RBI single to right by William Lugo. Six innings in the books. 3-2 Cyclones. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Valley Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Back here in Brooklyn, a pitching change for the Cyclones. Jordan Gieber is out. In is Joshua Cornelli. Our pitching change is always brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. 9-1 and 2 due up for Aberdeen in the seventh. Valdez, Fabian, and Holiday and due up to the microphone in the seventh inning as well. My man to my left, Johnny Gadambowitz. Johnny?
All right, Justin, thank you so much. We'll see if Joshua Cornelli can protect this one-run Brooklyn lead. It's 3-2 as we enter inning number 7 on this Tuesday night from Maimonides Park. First pitch from Cornelli. Valdez shows bunt and misses for strike one. No balls and one strike. The third baseman, Gill, was ready to book it towards that baseball in on the grass. No balls, one strike. Cornelli working out of his stretch, a high kick, the 0-1. He shows bunt again, this time misses inside, though, does Cornelli, and it's one ball and one strike. Valdez today, 0-2, grounded out in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. One of nine strikeout victims for Brooklyn starting pitcher Tyler Stewart, who tossed five innings of two-run ball and we won earned. 1-1 fastball misses up and away from Cornelli badly. And it's two balls and one strike to Luis Valdez. Valdez hitting at a 208 clip thus far this season out of the nine spot today for the Ironbirds. Here's a 2-1 from Cornelli. That fastball just misses on the outside corner, and it's 3-1 now to the Aberdeen left fielder. It's been a bit of a tough go for Corneli thus far this season. He's pitched in 4 games, all out of the bullpen for the Cyclones. His 3-1 in there for a called strike. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, just tucked it on the outer black, and it's 3-2. Only 5 2/3 innings of work, but that ERA up over 9 for number 34 in white. Here's his payoff. Fouled back. And one more payoff, at least, incoming. Corneli, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, 9 hits across those 5 2/3 frames, an 0-1 record. Last time we saw him, though, looked pretty solid against Wilmington on the 21st. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Valdez just flailed at it, and Joshua Corneli has his first strikeout of the evening, the 12th punch-out by Brooklyn pitchers so far tonight.
That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. That might be one of, if not the best pitch we've seen from Josh this year.
Back to the top we go as Fabian stands in. His first pitch, a slow roller, a fair ball fielded by Parada, who throws in time. Oh, Kevin Parada, the awareness to get to that ball before it went foul, and then muscle a rifle over to first to retire a speedy Fabian, and there are two away.
And to add on to that, Johnny, not only a great athletic play by Parada, but even better that he realized he had enough time. Fabian can run really well to settle himself down and get his body situated before he made that throw.
Squared up and reared back and unleashed a missile. Jackson Holiday next, first pitch. Misses downstairs from Corneli, and it's 1-0. Anyway, last time we did see Corneli, 2 1/3 of 2-hit scoreless ball where he struck out 4 Blue Rocks batters. So took a step in the right direction the last time we saw him, 1-0 pitch. In there for a called strike on the off-speed stuff, 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball. And it's 1-1, Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2. We're in the top of the 7th. The base is empty and 2 gone. Joshua Corneli's 1-1. Spiked in the dirt for ball 2, and it's 2-1. Corneli, the 3rd Brooklyn pitcher of the evening thus far. We saw Jordan Gieber come on in relief of the starter Tyler Stewart. Gieber, though, goes only the 1 inning after striking out 2, walking 1. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Big rip and a miss. Put a Band-Aid on that cut from Jackson Holiday, and it's 2-2. Holiday tonight, a frustrating night, is yet to reach base. Struck out in the first, grounded out in the third, and hit into a double play in the fifth. 2-2, misses low, and 5 holes Kevin Parada. No sweat, though, with no one on.
It's a great shot by our camera crew as that ball came to a dead stop underneath the bottom padding of the fence. Very cinematic there.
3-2, 2 outs. Bases empty. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2. Here, top 7. Joshua Corneli gets the sign from his battery mate Parada. He deals. Misses up and away for ball 4. So a 2-out walk will put Jackson Holiday on the base paths and bring up the ever so dangerous Max Wagner. He spent some time earlier, Justin, discussing Wagner back to his Clemson days. Highest Clemson draft pick since Spencer Strider. Corneli out of a stretch with Holiday off of first. First pitch hit in the air to straightaway center field. Playable for Ramirez. Moves back, now a step or two in, and he makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. So a 2-out walk, no real problem for Joshua Corneli. Preserves a 1-run lead as we've hit stretch time here in Brooklyn. 3-2 Cyclones on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal.
Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
All stretched out here on Coney Island, bottom seven, Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. Mateo Gil, Omar De Los Santos, Chase Estep. Those are the three in the frame for Chris Newell's Cyclones trying to win back-to-back contests, believe it or not, for the first time this season. Trying to get revenge against the team that eliminated them from the 2022 postseason.
And ironically, the last time Brooklyn won back-to-back games was when they won four straight to start that series in Winston-Salem to clinch that playoff berth.
So Gil stands in now, and the first pitch to him is a fastball that misses up and away for ball one, and it's 1-0 now to the Brooklyn third baseman, Mateo Gil, making his 2023 Cyclones debut. Righty batter, 1-0 to him. Gil takes inside towards his collarbone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Mateo with Binghamton, just a .143 in 14 games. No homers, seven RBIs. Here's a 2-0. Gil cuts and misses at a high heater, and it's two balls and one strike now. Gil today 0-for-2. Grounded out in the second, popped up in the fourth. With the bases empty, nobody out. His team up one here in the home seventh. A deep exhale from Chandler is 2-1. Foul trade back into the netting. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Gil, one of new two arrivals on this Brooklyn squad. Benito Garcia joins the ranks of the Cyclone bullpen. Perhaps we'll see him in action, if not tonight, shortly one night soon. Here's a 2-2 on the way. Gil takes down and away in the dirt, and it's three balls and two strikes. Chandler gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back, and a nice job by Gil to get a piece and stay alive in that righty batter's box. Cyclones today, three runs on only four hits. By no means has it been an offensive display tonight for Brooklyn, but doing just enough to be in the driver's seat. 3-2, rip and a miss for strike three. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Gil just couldn't catch up. And he is down on strikes. That Chandler's first strikeout, despite this being his third inning of work. Daniel Lloyd, Aberdeen starter, struck out seven Cyclones batters after a strong day for Lloyd. Four innings, two-run ball, one earned. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos, misses inside for ball one. And it's 1-0 to Omar. De Los Santos singled and scored in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Up now with one gone, the base is empty. Chandler's 1-0 delivery. De Los Santos waves and misses, and it's 1-1. Omar hitting seventh today for Brooklyn, playing left field. Chase Estep on deck is next, then Joe Swazi in the home after him would be next. With the Clones trying to tack on some insurance here on a Tuesday night against the Ironbirds. The 1-1, De Los Santos, another big, aggressive swing and a miss, but just could not catch up, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Wilkin Ramos up and throwing for Brooklyn out and right.
And boy, is that a bright spot for Brooklyn. Ramos, who has been as shut down as can be out of the Clones' pen. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a tapper foul on the right side. And it stays one ball and two strikes to De Los Santos. Omar on Thursday, 1-for-4, scored a run. Knocked one in as well, two strikeouts to go along hand as well. Might be wondering why we keep mentioning how players did on Thursday if you're just joining us. Well, that's because the last time the Cyclones took the field. 1-2. De Los Santos fouls it straight back. And it stays one ball and two strikes. It does have to be tough. I think early on in the season you want to develop that sense of rhythm, of flow, and to not know and having to deal with cancellation after cancellation can't be something that is fun to go through as a player. 1-2, De Los Santos sends a rocket to left center field. Should be playable, though, converging in the gap. And Fabian makes the catch just in front of the warning track for out number two.
And the other aspect to that, Johnny, is because of the amount of days they had rained out and all the bad weather, the Cyclones didn't really have a normal off day yesterday because they had been so static and so unable to be out in the elements. They spent their off day yesterday having a workout here at the field just to get back in rhythm.
Chase Estep next. Base is empty, two gone. First pitch a bouncer for ball one. And it's one ball and no strikes. A gaping hole up the middle of the infield right now for Chase. The shortstop Holiday almost directly behind second base. The second baseman Wagner playing much shaded towards first. Here's a 1-0. Swing and a miss from Estep, and it's one ball and one strike. Brooklyn 3, Aberdeen 2 here in the bottom of the seventh. The righty arm on the lefty bat, Estep pitch. Chopped back foul, and it's one ball and two strikes. A little bit of a tough go for Chase recently, just one for his last 35. Up at the dish with 14 strikeouts during that span. But a fresh start, a new homestand, and an opportunity to right the ship here on this Tuesday night. Behind here, 1-2. Bases empty, two gone. Here's the pitch. Estep sends a chopper on the right side. Tough play for Wagner, the second baseman in, and an underhand flip in time to beat Estep by a stride. So a 1-2-3 for Cooper Chandler in the home seventh. Brooklyn fails to tack on insurance, but does still hold a 3-2 lead as we move to the eighth here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
We move to the eighth, and the Cyclones have a 3-2 lead. They also have a new pitcher in the ballgame, and Justin, it is a pitcher who has been, let's say, shoving, as the kids like to say. Wilkin Ramos out of the Brooklyn bullpen trying to keep this one-run lead intact.
Thank you, Johnny. Ramos to the hill for the first time since the last game Brooklyn played on Thursday. And his first pitch to Dylan Beavers fouled back. It is 0-1. Ramos standing at 6'5", 210 pounds, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. acquired by the Mets in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Pirates, the 0-1. Low and inside, it is one ball and one strike. Ramos' seventh appearance, 2-0, a .82 ERA. 1-1 inside, brushing Beavers back. It is 2-1. Just four hits allowed in 11 innings. Five walks, 16 strikeouts, a .114 opponent average. Through three shutout innings against Jersey Shore on Thursday as Beavers takes low for ball three. Struck out five. He's whiffed 11 in his last two outings over six innings. As Beavers, a soft ground ball to second. Coming in a few steps is Estep. And a quick transfer gets the hustling Beavers for the first out of the eighth inning. Brings up Silas Ardoin. One for three. Singled, was stranded at third in the fourth, lined out to right his last time. Pitching changes always brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue. Breaking ball low to Ardoin. It's 1-0. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Get you the final line for Cornelli, the 1-0. Fastball across for a strike. It is 1-1. Cornelli, one inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. 15 pitches, 8 strikes, the 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Sounds like someone's firing a cannon off in the distance. Work a lot at West Point. Sounds like the cannon they fire off at 5 o'clock every day, the 2-1. Fouled up the third base line, it's 2-2. Base is empty, one out, top of the eighth inning, top of the 9 o'clock hour. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead, the 2-2 pitch, a hard line drive. Oh, what a catch at first base by Joe Swazi. Lunging to his left, stuck his glove out there with a sly grin, looks back at his first base dugout to say, look what I found. Two down in the eighth inning. Now one hit right on the screws. 102 miles an hour, but nothing to show for it. Adam Retzbach takes outside for ball one, has reached on an error. An infield fly pop up and a strikeout tonight. He is 0-3. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. That low and away, 2-0. We did get two guesses in. Shout out Mary DiBernardo and the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in. As Retzbach takes a strike, it's 2-1. Our question was, Mets and Tigers supposed to start a series tonight. Pete Alonso, 31 home runs against American League teams. 2-1 low, it's 3-1, which is a Mets franchise record. Whose record did Alonso break? Do you have any guesses, Mr. Gadamowicz?
I've been thinking about it, and I haven't been able to settle on anyone. I don't know. No real rhyme or reason to that one, I guess. Just someone who hit a lot of home runs.
Swing and a miss. It's 3-2. He had one guess for David Wright, but it was the other guess that was correct. This is a ground ball in the hole. It's short. Backhanded by Lugo. Off balance. Throw. Not in time. Retzbach beat it out. A great hustling play by Lugo. To his right is momentum carrying him onto the outfield turf. Retzbach just barely able to beat it out as Lugo put everything he could behind that toss to first. But the correct answer, and one guess for David Wright, which was not correct. The other guess of Mike Piazza is indeed the correct answer.
I should have guessed then. That was who I was going to settle on.
As that fastball across for a strike to De Leon, it's 0-1. De Leon, an RBI double tonight. Walked, stole a base, was stranded in scoring position in the sixth. The 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner at 90, it's 0-2. Piazza hit 28 in his career with the Mets. A lot of those against Roger Clemens and the Yankees. The 0-2, breaking ball just misses up and in. Fooled everybody, including the batter. It's one ball and two strikes. One on, two out. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Ramos working quickly. Here it comes. This is a ground ball back to the mound. Snared by Ramos. A crow hop. High throw to first, but Swazi able to shuffle his feet. Get that right foot on the pillow. And the side retired. Beautiful play by Ramos defensively to end the inning. No runs. One infield base hit. One man left. We are through 7.5, 3-2 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cooper Chandler back to the mound for Aberdeen as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn trying to tack on to a one-run lead, 3-2 our score here on this chilly but clear Tuesday night on Coney Island. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Our series continues tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Our coverage begins at 6:45. Joe Swazi made a great snag at first base in the top half of the inning. And he takes a ball from Chandler to start the home half of the eighth. Swazi, Ramirez, Parada, 9-1 and 2, the scheduled hitters. The righty's 1-0, and Swazi fouls it to the right. It is 1-1. Joe reached on an error, throwing error at third in the second. Rounded out to short his last time in the fifth. Some fans trying to bellow out, "Let's go Ironbirds" from behind the third base dugout. As Swazi takes outside, it's 2-1. Did have a great shot from our camera crew of Sandy giving a fan in an Adley Rutschman jersey a hard time behind third base. The 2-1. Low to Swazi, 3-1. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard in this eighth inning. You look at the numbers for Chandler. Out for his fourth inning of work tonight. 3-1. Swazi takes a called strike. 92 in. It is full. Mets and Tigers rained out tonight. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. 140 for game one, 640 for game two. It'll be Joey Lucchese against Joey Wentz in game one. And the return of Max Scherzer against Michael Lorenzen in the nightcap. Base is empty, nobody out. Brooklyn leading by a run in the bottom of the eighth. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball towards the outer half at 93. Second strikeout tonight for Cooper Chandler. He's retired 6 in a row, brings up Alex Ramirez. Could be the last chance for Alex to extend his hitting streak. 0-2 tonight. Has reached base on a walk and scored the opening run of the game in the first. Flied out to center his last time. And the first pitch he sees in this at-bat, a cut and miss. Took something off at 84, did Chandler. It's 0-1. Triple-A Syracuse trailing Lehigh Valley 9-4 heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. Mark Vientos, a two-run homer, his ninth. The 0-1. And Ramirez reaches and taps it foul. It is 0-2. You take a look at some of the great photography work by our man in the Camberwell, Matt Kipp. He is the man behind a lot of the photos you see on BrooklynCyclones.com. The 0-2. Low and away, it is 1-2. Matt made the trip down to Jersey Shore last week, snabbed a couple of photos on Tuesday night. It's great to have Matt on the road. 1-2 on Ramirez. Here it comes. Breaking ball, foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Ardoin, for the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Chandler. Two down now in the eighth inning for Kevin Parada. Parada, 2-for-3 tonight. Singled in the first, doubled and scored the go-ahead run in the sixth. Double-A Binghamton falling on the road tonight to the Somerset Patriots. Yankees affiliate 7-4. Luke Ritter, Rowdy Jordan, former Cyclones with home runs tonight. Righty ready, the first pitch of the at-bat to Parada. Fastball buried in the dirt, it is 1-0. Only other game in the organization today, single-A St. Lucie falling at home to Jupiter, Marlins affiliate 7-4. 1-0, this ripped into right center field. This one's going to split the gap and roll all the way to the base of the fence. Parada on his way to second. He's thinking three, makes the turn around the bag. Here comes the relay throw. It'll be late, not in time. Kevin Parada, a single, a double. Now he's got a triple to his name. He's at third with two out with Brooklyn leading by one. And credit to Kevin. He was thinking three straight out of the box and made sure to have that glossy black helmet hit the turf as he slid in feet first.
And who says a catcher can't have wheels like that? Impressive to see Parada charging out of the box as soon as bat hit ball and just never slowed down, showed no signs of slowing. I think he got faster as he progressed his way toward third base. And now the Cyclones perhaps knocking on the door of some insurance here in the eighth.
Kevin Parada with that three-bagger, the fourth of his professional career, his first of the season. You see the out-of-town scores from the South Atlantic. Jersey Shore beating Hickory 7-5. Wilmington over Hudson Valley 5-2. And Rome a 5-3 lead on the reigning champions of Bowling Green. You take a peek at the North Division standings. Brooklyn and Aberdeen coming into play today, tied for fifth. Both six games back of first place Greensboro. So the winner tonight will jump out of the cellar, and the loser will have sole possession of the final spot in the North Division. Brooklyn trying to make sure that isn't them. They've got an insurance run at third and two out for William Lugo. Lugo 1-for-2, had the go-ahead RBI single his last time up, and he takes a called strike on the inner half. It is 0-1. Lugo has also walked and struck out tonight, 1-for-2. The 0-1 from Chandler. Swing and a miss, reaching for the changeup. And Cooper quickly ahead 0-2. One of the things you have to be optimistic about, Parada behind the plate, you're talking about it, Johnny. He is an outstanding athlete. The 0-2. Just missing down and away. Trying to hit that lower outside quadrant. Just missed by a hair. It's 1-2. It'll be 8-9 and 1-2 up for Aberdeen in the ninth. Brooklyn trying to make it at least a two-run game. They lead by one right now. The 1-2 pitch, and Lugo grabs a piece. It'll be Bologna, Valdez, Fabian. If anyone reaches, Holiday and then Wagner. Parada at third with two down. Brooklyn a 3-2 advantage. The 1-2 off the plate outside. Chandler thought he hit the outside corner. Well, it just missed. It's 2-2. Aberdeen, two runs, five hits, two errors. They have left eight. Brooklyn, three runs on five hits, one mistake, two men left on base so far. The 2-2 struck him out swinging, got him to chase off the plate away, and Chandler, a little roar of emotion out towards center field to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens on a two-out triple to right center by Kevin Parada, but can't bring home an insurance run. To the ninth we go. Bologna, Valdez, Fabian. 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wilkin Ramos back to the mound for Brooklyn as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Cyclones trying to close out a one-run victory. They lead Aberdeen by a score of 3-2. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app. Isaac Bologna, Luis Valdez, Judd Fabian. 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen in the top of the ninth inning. Isaac Bologna, RBI double back in the second inning. Since then, struck out twice in the first pitch of the ninth from Ramos. A called strike down and away at 89, and the count 0-1. Ramos from the first base side, the overhead wind, and Bologna taps it off his front leg and then into fair territory, foul ball. And the count 0-2. Ramos had three saves last year with Bradenton, the Florida State League. As Bologna takes down and away, it's 1-2. 4 saves in his career, all in the last 2 years. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Back foot slider, and Bologna down on 4 pitches to start the top of the ninth. That Penny the Corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Luis Valdez, 0-3. Ground out to second, a couple of strikeouts tonight. Corners are in. And the backdoor breaker outside for ball one. Valdez rated the fastest base runner in the Orioles system entering the season. This is a chopper towards third. Into foul ground. Gill, the throw high. Pulls Swazi off the bag. And the speedster Valdez is on it. The tying run with one out in the ninth inning. It was not an easy play for Mateo Gill. Going into foul ground. The throw to first base had to hurry with Valdez hustling. And the throw sailed on Swazi. It'll be an error on Gill that allowed him to reach on the throw. And the tying run on with one out for the top of the order in Judd Fabian, who takes inside for ball one. Fabian has walked twice and struck out. Grounded out to the catcher his last time in the seventh. Runner goes, the 1-0, a ground ball through the vacated right side, a base hit. Valdez on his way to third, the throw in by Consuegra. Gets away from the third baseman, Gill, and rolls into the third base dugout. That'll allow Valdez to score the tying run. To third will go Fabian, and Aberdeen ties the game at 3, although for the time being, it appears they won't give the runners an extra base. The umpires are going to gather. The ball certainly rolled into the third base dugout. And they are going to give everybody the extra 90 feet. Valdez will score to third. Fabian Chris Newell out of the first base dugout to get an explanation from Argueza. But the throwing error by Consuegra will tie the game at three. No RBI for Fabian. Chris Newell very animated talking with Argueza about a quarter of the way up the first base line. But the hit and run working beautifully there for Aberdeen. As now they have a go-ahead runner at third. And just one out in the top of the ninth. Newell continuing the discussion with Argueza, pointing out in the direction of right field. But Newell will head back to the first base dugout after pleading his case. So we are tied, and if Brooklyn is going to win back-to-back games for the first time this year, they're going to have to do it in their third walk-off win of the season. Jackson Holiday is 0-for-3, walked his last time, infield in, and the 19-year-old takes a called strike. It's 0-1. It'll be a blown save for Ramos, his first of the season. The 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Fabian, the go-ahead run at third. A 1-1 pitch. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. Holiday, three-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. Was 4-4 his last 10. 0-for-3 today. And he hits one in the air down the left field line towards the foul line and into the Aberdeen bullpen. A foul ball. It is 2-2. There is some action down there. You see a player with his jacket off loosening. That is Hayden Nierman. Righty comes home, and Holiday, another one off towards Surf Avenue along the third base line. It'll stay at two balls and two strikes. Getting chillier and chillier as this night moves along. Temperature down to 52. With 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fooled him on the slider, bearing in on the hands. And Holiday stepped in the bucket for strike three. A huge out. Two away now in the ninth for Max Wagner. And the infield can move back. Wagner 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. And Newell asks for time. He is out of the first base dugout. There is a left-hander up and throwing it in right for Brooklyn. Ramos at 34 pitches. And Chris Newell with Ramos at his pitch count for the night going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Left-hander coming on to face the righty throwing Wagner. Man at third, two out. We're tied at three here at Maimonides Park. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. New arm in the game is the southpaw Daniel Juarez. who last pitched on Wednesday against Jersey Shore, came on second and third, two out in the bottom of the ninth. Got Rickson Wingrove to hit about a five-foot ground ball in front of the plate. But the throw to first kicked behind Brad Malm and allowed the winning run to score. So Juarez, just one pitch in his last outing. Will face Max Wagner with a go-ahead run at third and two out. And the first pitch he throws is low for ball one. Juarez, standing 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 22 years old from Guigue, Venezuela. Set the 1-0. Fastball at the letters. And it's one ball and one strike. Juarez making his seventh appearance, 1-0 record. A spotless ERA with one save, just three hits allowed in six innings. The lefties 1-1. Fouled off the mitt of Parada. It is 1-2. Juarez, just three hits allowed this year. One walk, 11 strikeouts, a 136 opponent average. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth. Consuegra, Palmer, and Gill. Fabian, the go-ahead run at third base, tied at three. A 1-2 from Daniel. On the ground, right at the shortstop, Lugo. Picks it on the forehand, throw to first, nearly pulled Swazi off the bag, but able to keep that back foot there, and the side retired. But Aberdeen ties the game. They score a crucial run on one hit, two errors, and one man left. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn 3. Can the Cyclones walk it off for the third time this season? We'll find out when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
To the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. On is the right-hander Hayden Nierman. 6'2", 170 pounds, 23 years old, from Scottsdale, Arizona. Undrafted free agent signee by the Orioles out of UNLV, making his fifth appearance. No record, a 3.86 ERA, just two hits allowed in two and a third innings, a walk, and three Ks. Last pitched on April the 23rd against Jersey Shore. That was a week ago Sunday. Suffered a blown save, gave up a run on two hits in an inning. Walked one and struck out one. Stanley Consuegra to lead things off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Consuegra 0 for 2. A sack fly to right back in the first. Has hit into double plays each of his last two times up. A side armor's first pitch to the righty is low for ball one. Get you the final line for Cooper Chandler. First the 1-0, and Consuegra over the top. Wave and a miss, it's 1-1. Chandler, four innings, one run on three hits. No walks, he struck out four, 56 pitches. And 36 strikes, the 1-1, a broken bat bouncer. First base side, scooped up by the first baseman, Retzbach. And he'll apply the tag on Consuegra running by for a three unassisted put out to begin the ninth. Sends up Jalen Palmer 0 for 3 tonight. Fly to right his last time up in the sixth. A wind and the righty comes home. Palmer takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Aberdeen, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They have left 9 tonight. The 0-1. Palmer, a hard ground ball, backhanded at third by De Leon. To his feet, throw to first in time for the second out. A hard one-hop bouncer off the bat of Palmer. But De Leon plays his position perfectly. And Brooklyn down to their final out of the ninth inning. Sends up Mateo Gill. Gill 0-for-3, struck out his last time up. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, tied at 3. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. They have stranded 3 tonight as Gill over the top of a fastball. It's 0-1. Originally drafted by the Cardinals in the 3rd round, was traded to the Rockies in the Nolan Arenado deal. This one rolled up the third base line. It's quickly 0-2. You look ahead to the top of the 10th inning. It will be the heart of Aberdeen's lineup if we get there. Beavers, Ardwan, and Retzbach. Brooklyn's last home game going into extra innings on April the 22nd. The 0-2. This is a broken back ground ball to third. The barrel out in that direction as well. De Leon avoids it. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Retzbach. And the side retired. Not only did De Leon have to field that baseball, had to avoid the flying projectile as well. So Nierman comes on, retires Brooklyn in order on 8 pitches. Once again here at home, we are headed to extra innings. Tied at 3, moving to the 10th on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Extra innings once again here at Maimonides Park. This is the 9th home game of the year for Brooklyn. 4 of their 9 games here at home have gone to extra innings, including this being the 3rd straight home game that has gone into extra frames. They lost in 10 innings on Friday the 21st to Wilmington, beat Wilmington in 11 on Saturday the 22nd before the series finale washed out on Sunday the 23rd. And so 3 straight home games for Brooklyn, resulting in free baseball. Max Wagner, the auto runner at second to start the extra frame. Daniel Juarez back to work for Brooklyn. And his first pitch to Dylan Beavers is outside for ball one. Beavers 1-for-4, singled and scored on the De Leon double back in the 4th. Rests that bat on his back shoulder. A 1-0. Fastball below the knees. It's 2 balls and no strikes. So this already the 4th extra inning game for Brooklyn this year. A 2-0. Fouled off the mask of the catcher, Parada. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Cyclones 2-1 in their 3 extra inning games as the umpires gather to the left of home plate and now return to their spots. For Aberdeen, they are 0-1 in extra inning games so far this year. lost in 8 innings in game 2 of a doubleheader the second day of the season. Here's the 2-1, and Beavers takes inside for ball 3. Beavers, Ardoin, Retzbach, the 3 scheduled to bat. If anyone reaches, De Leon to follow. The 3-1 from Juarez, inside for ball 4. So Beavers able to work a walk, and Aberdeen with 2 on, nobody out to begin the 10th inning, but a double play now in order for the catcher, Silas Ardoin. Ardoin, 1 for 4 tonight. Reached on a single to right in the 4th. Lined out to first his last time. And he takes a fastball on the outer half at 89, and it's 0-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the 10th inning, Mateo Gill will be the auto runner at second. De Los Santos, Estep, and Swazi will be the 3 due up. As Ardoin checks his swing, did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And it's 1-1. Base umpire tonight is Stephen Craves. Wagner at second, Beavers at first. Tie game at 3, the 1-1. Fouled off the concrete wall behind home plate. And the count now 1-2. This Brooklyn's 4th extra inning game, as we said. That now the most for any team in the South Atlantic League this year. The 1-2. High, it's 2-2. Wilmington was 2-1 in extra inning games coming into play tonight. Asheville was a perfect 3-0. This is the only game in extras this evening. As Ardoin takes high and away, it's 3-2. Juarez now in danger of walking the bases loaded with nobody out in the 10th. Juarez hides his eyes behind that beige leather mitt. The payoff pitch hit high in the air left side. Calling for it, William Lugo, infield fly in effect. And a step or two onto the green shaded turf makes the catch for the first out. So Ardoin retired on the infield fly. Victor Ramos, one of the people who received his Florida State League championship ring earlier tonight, out to have a talk with Juarez. It'll be Adam Retzbach at the plate, who is 1 for 4 tonight. Reached on an infield base hit back in the 8th. Also snuck aboard on an error and scored in the 2nd inning. Full infield conversation between Ramos, Juarez, and every man in white on the Cyclones infield dirt. Cold Tuesday night here in early May. King Henry looking nice and toasty in his game day regalia. Adam Retzbach, the batter. The first pitch from Juarez. He'll hack and a miss. Over the top of something off speed at 79. It's 0-1. 52 degrees right now. Real feel at 50. Wind still blowing in from right to left. The 0-1. High and away. It is 1-1. She stands alone along the third base side. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Heavy wave through a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. Isaac De Leon waiting on deck. Juarez trying to keep this a tie game. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball up and away at 91. A huge strikeout for Juarez. Two out in the 10th inning. First strikeout tonight for Daniel. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Isaac De Leon has an RBI double and a walk tonight. Also stole a base. Grounded out to the mound against Ramos in the eighth. And he is lunging at a changeup down and away. Swings over the top. It's 0-1. Brooklyn will have De Los Santos, Estep, and Swazi do up in the bottom of this inning. Hopefully needing one. The 0-1 in the dirt. Kicks to the right of Parada. And he's going to hold on to it as everyone moves up. That could be potentially hazardous. As Wagner now at third with the go-ahead run and a big insurance tally in Beavers. Now in scoring position at second base. Didn't get very far away from Parada to his right. Well, Wagner and Beavers read the dirt ball well and were off right away. A 1-1 to De Leon. Fastball missing up and away. It's 2-1. Looked like the home plate umpire Argueza wanted to give the call, but decided to hold on to that strike. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip off Parada. And it's even at 2-2. Brooklyn's two walk-off winners this year. A bases-loaded walk to Chase Estep in the 11th on opening day. Ramirez had one in the 11th a week ago Saturday, banging a single off the left field wall. The 2-2 from Juarez. High, it's a full count. Isaac Bologna, who has an RBI two-base hit tonight on deck for Aberdeen. Iron Birds and the Nifty pull over Baby Blues. The payoff pitch. Up and away, ball four. And De Leon trying to clap and cheer on his teammates. He's on base. And the bases are loaded now with two out for Isaac Bologna. Bologna, an RBI double off the left center field wall in the second inning. Since then, three at-bats, three swinging strikeouts. Lefty against lefty. Nowhere to put him. Juarez at the letters, his first pitch high for ball one. Juarez normally so keen with his command. Came into play tonight with a walk rate of just barely over 4%. A 1-0. Low for ball two, and Parada will go out to the mound to talk with the lefty. 27 pitches tonight for Daniel. Just 12 of them have been strikes. William Lugo in from the shortstop position to help translate and help offer some words of encouragement as well. Juarez pitching for the first time since Wednesday. Has not allowed an earned run in 19 straight appearances. That dates back to June the 22nd of last year when he was still pitching for the St. Lucie Mets. Including tonight, 21 and a third innings without allowing an earned run. A 2-0. Bologna swings away and fights it off the hands. It's two balls and one strike. Luis Valdez on deck will bat if Aberdeen takes the lead. The 2-1 inside nearly hit him. And now Aberdeen a pitch away from jumping in front for the first time tonight. Hasn't been a lot of offense tonight. Brooklyn and Aberdeen have traded off. The 3-1. Foul ball back behind the plate. And that's going to start the merry-go-round. 3-2, two out, tie game, top of the 10th. Every base runner is going to be off On the pitch from Juarez. Nowhere to put Bologna. And a tie game at three. Aberdeen tied it in the top of the ninth. The payoff pitch popped in the air. First base side will stay in the field of play. Swazi and Parada on the warning track. Swazi right by the railing makes the grab to end the inning. That ball had just enough space to stay within the diamond. Parada and Swazi were running out of real estate, but Swazi, with his cheeks on the railing, able to make the catch and make this a tie game going to the bottom of the 10th. Brooklyn needs only one. De Los Santos, E-Step, Swazi, the three, scheduled to bat. Brooklyn looking for their third walk-off win, tied at three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, here we go. Brooklyn needs only one for the Cyclones to walk off with their third game-ending victory of the season. Mateo Gil is the auto runner at second base. Omar De Los Santos, Chase Estep, Joe Swazi. The three slated to come to bat. De Los Santos 1-for-3 with an infield base hit tonight. Corners are in expecting a bunt. And the first pitch, De Los Santos swings away at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Comes up empty, it's 0-1. De Los Santos flied out to center his last time. A look towards second. The 0-1 from Nierman. Inside, nearly grazed his thighs. It's one ball and one strike. A 1-1 pitch way outside all the way to the backstop. And now who needs a bunt? Gill is at third with a winning run and nobody out. That ball from Nierman just choked it. And it sailed way out towards the lefty batter's box. No chance for Ardoin. And now the infield has to come in all the round with a 2-1 count on De Los Santos. The righty down below the belt, the 2-1. De Los Santos, a flare over the leaping glove of the second baseman, Wagner. And for the third time this season, the Cyclones will walk off a winner. Your final in 10 tonight, Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 3, as De Los Santos, on the day he and his teammates received their Florida State League championship rings from a year ago, will have another celebration to close out the night. Bob seen out by second base. Back-to-back home victories for Brooklyn have ended in walk-offs. It was Alex Ramirez on Saturday, April the 22nd. His former St. Lucie Met teammate Omar De Los Santos, the hero under the lights tonight. And for the first time this season, your Brooklyn Cyclones have won back-to-back ball games as they do it in stellar fashion, 4-3 in 10. We're not going to go anywhere just yet. As patiently waiting down on the field for the last couple of minutes has been our partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, as Those of you watching on Bally Live seeing Jalen Palmer, who has been the orchestrator of the Gatorade bath. Warren Saunders is going to come in for some added assistance. They've got the man in their sights. Victor Ramos trying to get out of the way. Oh, they threw it at him. And I think De Los Santos, showing his speed again, got away, Scott Dry. You look at the smiles all around. Ryan Hecht, the analytics man. Maria Mueller, the assistant athletic trainer. Alex Ramirez, always smiling, celebrating a big Cyclones victory. Brooklyn out of the cellar in the North Division in the South Atlantic with the win tonight. Aberdeen now in sole possession of last place. Brooklyn now 7-11 on the year. Aberdeen 7-13. Johnny Gadamowicz trying to find a way to snare our player of the game tonight as the Cyclones win it in walk-off fashion by a final of 4-3. I think right now Johnny trying to do everything in his power to convince Omar De Los Santos and a translator to come out from the first base dugout and talk to the crowd about a thrilling night, and it does appear Omar is going to oblige. And maybe is that Victor Ramos? I think that is maybe Vic. No, I believe that is Richie Benes. Richie Benes, the Cyclones hitting coach, going to do the translating honors. So Johnny's waited long enough. We'll send it down to the field for our player of the game interview with Omar De Los Santos.
Exciting game, exciting walk-off game for you guys now. You're in back-to-back games after a couple of days with rainouts. How do you feel to be back out there tonight?
Johnny doing an excellent job with Omar and Richie Benes in our post-game interview as Omar, the walk-off hero tonight, as the Cyclones defeat the Aberdeen Ironbirds in 10 by a 4-3 final tally. Don't go anywhere. The recap report is next. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This top reliability can be rather 21 and a third innings. Not a lot. Tie game going to the bottom of the 10th. Fans, Brent Hamburger, off the today. Hold on. 1-1 pitch, way outside all the spots. No chance for Arduan. Deason, the psych to come in all the round with a 2-1 count on deck. Back here from Maimonides Park, welcome into the recap report as Brooklyn comes from behind, or doesn't really come from behind, but staves off a valiant effort by Aberdeen. And they hang on to defeat the Ironbirds in extra innings, 4-3 tonight. Justin Rock back with you on the recap report. Happy recap tonight as Brooklyn back-to-back wins for the first time this year. They've now won back-to-back at home in walk-off fashion. As the Cyclones with the win tonight improving to 7-11. Aberdeen with the loss dropping to 7-12. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Right-hander Tyler Stewart against the righty Daniel Lloyd was a scoreless game going to the bottom of the first. That's when Brooklyn got on the board. Alex Ramirez walked, went first to third on a Kevin Parada single. And after William Lugo struck out, Stanley Consuegra hit a sac fly to right to give the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. But it was a trend tonight that it kept on going back and forth. Top of the second inning, Aberdeen with the bases empty and one out. Adam Retzbach reaching on an error at short. And he ended up coming around all the way to score with two out on a double off the left center field wall by Isaac Baloney. Tied the game at one. Stayed tied for not very long as Brooklyn jumped back ahead in the bottom of the second. With one out, Omar De Los Santos singled, stole second, stole third. And on that throw down to third base, Arduan tossed it into left field. De Los Santos got up, scampered home ahead of the throw from Valdez and gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. A Reyes run, as they used to call it back when Jose manned the Mets starting lineup in shortstop position. Was a 2-1 Brooklyn lead going to the top of the fourth. That's when the Ironbirds tied it. Dylan Beavers reached on a check swing infield hit. Went first to second on Arduan, single to right after an infield pop to second. Isaac De Leon scalded a double down the left field line, tied the game at two, but Aberdeen at second and third, one out, back-to-back strikeouts by Stewart kept the game tied. Was a 2-2 game entering the bottom of the sixth. That's when Brooklyn jumped back ahead. It was a leadoff double by Kevin Parada. He quickly came home on a base hit to right by William Lugo. Made it a 3-2 Brooklyn advantage. However, Aberdeen would tie it in the top half of the ninth inning. With one out, Valdez reached on a throwing error at third. And then Judd Fabian singled through the right side with a hit and run in play. The throw to third base by Consuegra careened into the third base dugout. That allowed Valdez to get up and score. Fabian went all the way to third base with the go-ahead run. The game was tied at three. But a strikeout of Jackson Holliday by Wilkin Ramos. Daniel Juarez came on, forced Max Wagner to ground out to short to keep the game tied, entering the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn could not win it in regulation. Aberdeen had their chances in the top of the 10th inning. A wild pitch moved Max Wagner to third. Dylan Beavers, who walked to lead off the inning, moved to second. But then an infield pop-up by Arduan, a strikeout of Retzbach, and after De Leon walked to load the bases, Joe Swazi made a nice catch with his rear end sitting on top of the first base dugout to make the catch to keep this game tied going to the bottom of the 10th. And Brooklyn did not need very many pitches to win it. Matter of fact, the number was only four. A wild pitch allowed Mateo Gil, the auto runner, to advance to third. And on a 2-1 offering to Omar De Los Santos, an RBI single to shallow right center field did it. As a matter of fact, the game-winning baseball still sitting ever so statically in shallow right center field. There is a little white dot still sitting out there in right center field. That is the game-winning hit from Omar De Los Santos tonight. To give you how little interest Aberdeen had in terms of fielding that ball and throwing it back in after the base hit plopped down onto the outfield turf. Winning pitcher tonight, Daniel Juarez. He improves to 2-0, an inning and a third scoreless. No runs, no hits. Two walks, one strikeout. Make it now 20 straight consecutive scoreless appearances or appearances without allowing an earned run for Juarez. The loss going to Nierman. One inning, one unearned run on a hit. No walks, no Ks. He is 0-1. Final line scores tonight. Aberdeen, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 12. Brooklyn, 4 runs. 6 hits, 3 errors, they left 4. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a crowd of 872 on a chilly Tuesday night at Maimonides Park. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye this evening in the South Atlantic League. Everything is final. Jersey Shore beats Hickory 7-5, Wilmington over Hudson Valley 5-2. Greenville beats Asheville 5-1. Winston-Salem rallies. They defeat Greensboro 8-7 in walk-off fashion. 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth for the Dash. And Rome, a 6-3 win, doubling up Bowling Green. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. The big league club in Detroit rained out. They'll play a split mission doubleheader tomorrow starting at 1:40. Game 2 at 6:40. Triple-A Syracuse falling at home to Lehigh Valley 9-7. Mark Vientos homering tonight. Double-A Binghamton falling on the road to the Somerset Patriots 7-4. And it was single-A St. Lucie dropping a home contest to the Jupiter Hammerheads 7-4. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye tonight. Rays over the Pirates 4-1. Braves shut out the Marlins 6-0. Nationals best the Cubs 4-1. Yankees snap their slide, double up the Guardians 4-2. Red Sox 7 and the Blue Jays 6. White Sox walk off the Twins in 10 innings 3-2. Top of the 8th in Kansas City. Orioles leading the Royals 10-7. It's the Angels 5, Cardinals 1 heading to the 9th. In St. Louis, top 7 in Texas, Rangers 5, Diamondbacks 4. Bottom 7 in Houston, the Giants a 2-0 lead on the Astros. Top 6 in Colorado, Rockies 2, Brewers 1. Middle of the 2nd in San Diego, Padres and Reds are scoreless. Graham Ashcraft against Michael Wacha, A's and Mariners scoreless game. Bottom 2, Mason Miller against the right-hander Bryce Miller, making his Major League debut tonight for Seattle. And for the final game on the docket, Dodgers hosting the Phillies. That game about to get underway. Julio Urias against Matt Strom. Bryce Harper making his season debut. He's batting third, serving as the DH tonight for the Phillies. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Brooklyn will go for their first 3-game winning streak of the season. Our coverage starts at 6:45 Eastern time, leading up to the 7 o'clock first pitch. It'll be Jeffrey Colon for Brooklyn. No record at 10.38 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Gene Pinto. 0-1, a 2.5 earned run average again. Gates open here in Brooklyn at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Our coverage gets underway at 6:45 Eastern, leading up to the 7 p.m. first pitch right here from Coney Island. That'll do it for us here tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn winning it in 10 innings, 4-3 over Aberdeen for our entire ownership group. Our Vice President Steve Cohen, our General Manager Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back here at Maimonides Park, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn, where again your final, the Cyclones 4 and the Ironbirds 3 in 10 innings. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. And actually, before we say goodbye tonight, we did forget to get you one thing, and that was our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. So without further ado, before we say goodbye, our play of the game from Hal's Potato Chips. Santos. Righty down below the belt, the 2-1. De Los Santos, a flare over the leaping glove of the second baseman, Wagner. And for the third time this season, the Cyclones will walk off a winner. Your final in 10 tonight, Brooklyn 4, Aberdeen 3, as De Los Santos, on the day he and his teammates received their Florida State League championship rings from a year ago, will have another celebration to close out the night. And there was our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. New York made, Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. So far, entire cast of characters. I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Coney Island. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.